participate in a Donna Night Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Donna Night Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Donna Night.
I love Halloween.
It's just fun. Every year, it's just fun.
Last Halloween, I came as Janet Jackson's boob.
It was topical. People got a big kick out of it.
The year before that, I came as Monica Lewinsky. And I wore a stained dress.
The year before that, I also came as Monica Lewinsky. And before that, I was OJ.
It was pretty funny.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance here.
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Don't you think I'm going to happen?
Bless her heart. She can't add two and two, but she got a great body, and I'm taking her home.
Halloween spooks outside my window.
I can't answer that.
Halloween spooks behind the tree.
Suck on that, losers.
I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my
window. Well, this is the way it's going to be.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
But she has something to do.
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
I'll just be your secret lover.
I thought that's what it was.
I could probably teach you a few things. Like, you know, some positions and moves.
We ain't going in looking guilty.
You can suck this. Suck on that, losers.
Hey, kids, gather round. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Cannonball.
Starring Don Geronimo.
Hey, everybody, we're all going to get late.
Wait up, girls. I got a salami I got to hide.
And Mike O'Mara.
Cinderella story, out of nowhere. Former Grangekeeper now, about to become the master's champ.
Like a wreck. It's in the hole.
Featuring Buzz Burbank.
You take drugs, Danny?
Every day.
Good. What's the problem?
I don't know.
And here they are, two petty fat bastards, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Showbiz.
Yeah.
Hello, friends.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Jim Nance here.
We want to thank loyal listener God. I always screw the name up on this one. Maybe
Dave Gorsh.
Is that the name the guy complained about the other day?
No, it is.
I think it was another name.
Dave's not here, man.
Well, all I know is I shook my cousin's hand and I walked right out of that strip club. 1981.
Hey, guys, over the line.
Well, hello,
line.
Friends. Jim Nance here.
Over the line, guys.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance here.
Right.
Fancy dates you got here.
Who is?
Look. The key for me is to keep expectations low.
Right. Lovely return.
Hello.
Hello.
Look out.
You effing C word.
I'll just be your secret lover.
That's right.
Okay. Hi, Dynamite.
Okay. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Rob.
God damn it.
Down, down, down.
Look out. Woo.
time you might want to have sex with me?
It was rather inappropriate. Oh.
Suck on that, losers.
Thank you, Dave. We'll try some for to it. You two,
I love this song.
I love the type of vertigo.
And
where's Big
Ad? And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, Ed. By the smell. This is the Don and Mike show, and it's a new episode of everybody on this. Monday. Righto, 1-0-2-3.
Oh, shit. It's Rocktober.
Is it really, man? Is it still Rocktober?
We're rocking right now, Mike.
All right.
Rocking at the speed of light, baby.
You can call us. The hit lines, the presto requesto lines are open. Get all your favorite long-distance dedications in now.
Yeah, baby.
Backward skate coming up. Phone number is 877-365-3636. One number, 24 lines. No waiting from anywhere in North America, including Canada. If you want to hear us on your computer, please. That was rather... Who is the middle Brady? Is it Peter Brady?
Peter. Yeah.
Another Peter Brady. Is.
No, that was Stanislav. Stanislav Brady. The Russian Brady.
The middle one, Mike, is the one whose voice broke on the show.
Peter.
No, it was James.
Why is it when I want to quote the Brady Bunch in a historical reference, no one will back me up yet. Off the air, our lives revolve around the goddamn Brady Bunch.
Well, we feel it's only appropriate to the Brady Bunch when you're on the radio.
Peter Brady, as played by Christopher Knight.
Thank you. There was an episode where his voice changed.
Petrov yes. Brady.
He had a song.
And I felt that my voice changed as well.
Stanislav Brady.
Time to change. Time to rearrange.
You know what a good producer would do?
Mark Brady.
First, a good producer would have already given me the sign, turn his microphone off.
My microphone?
Yeah.
Oh, is he supposed to signal you for that? Now he signals you to cut the microphone.
Just when he feels
really cut my microphone.
It's common sense, really.
That's good. I like that.
What else would he do? Or her.
He would know. He would know the Brady Bunch song that I'm looking for to kick off a great week of
radio. Here's the story.
No.
That's the theme.
No, not that one, Mike.
A very Brady Christmas?
No. Please. We're going to go all the way to our Brady
Well,
balls.
You know I'm not an aficionado. I'm not a Brady
what?
Aficionado. I'm not. I never have been, Buzz.
Sure you're not, Mike.
Not a Brady aficionado, boys.
Phone number 877-365-3636.
Skins are looking terrible again.
We're on your internet. Go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Just click on Listen Live. Oh, and I've got a brand new exciting blog up again today.
Oh, you have another one.
And the last item
I didn't know this was going to be a daily feature.
Well, it's not just whenever. The last line of my blog today is, don't forget that your blog on your dieting is due on Wednesday, Mike.
Wednesday. It's like a homework assignment. How do I go about doing this?
First, you got to put on the right music.
Like this?
Oh, this kicks ass.
Don't go for a walk outside.
Are we supposed to bounce our heads back and forth? Side to side?
Does everybody have their matching sweaters? Come on up. Aren't we going to do this like we do it before the show? And our matching bell bottoms?
The Brady phenomenon. That's over now, right?
What?
They can't have another reunion special, right? That's...
Well,
hasn't the time passed enough now?
On right now, My Fair Brady.
Yeah, there's a reality show where one of them...
I heard something in the background. I couldn't hear it very well.
Absolutely. Have we even done all of the slugs yet? No. Let me see. On the internet... also, we're on iTunes, okay? So go to iTunes and you can find us there. Or you can call us at 877-365-3636. First,
hey, Kong,
come on. I feel something coming out. I feel something coming out right now.
Ew!
But that's not what I'm thinking. We're getting some type of CB interference here.
Sweaters on my teeth.
You have what on your teeth?
I brushed my teeth and everything this morning, but I think it's this strawberry water that I'm drinking is causing me to have sweaters on.
Mike? All right. You ready to grab the head?
Yeah. Here we go. Baby? New baby?
Yeah. Oh, look at the baby.
Tell me where. Tell me what megalopolis we're in now.
Miami, Florida, Mike.
Miami,
Florida.
Very exciting.
Miami, Florida.
Wow. Here I thought it was go. West Palm. So we're circling the whole area over there. We got South West Palm, and now we got Miami.
South Florida.
Correct.
Very good. English-speaking Miami.
That's right.
Now we can just get over to Fort Myers across Alligator Alley. My buddies can all listen.
No Spaniards allowed.
Oh, God.
Welcome to the show.
Great.
Welcome
what
to the show.
What a great start in Miami to say that.
All right.
Silly. We'll be fine.
So the station is called
WIOD?
No.
I want our Miami listeners to know that I know the area. We have a history, Mr. Scholarship winner.
Here's the first big mistake that all DJs make.
Yes.
When you go into a new market, and granted, it's not happened to us for the longest time, so we would be the guy, if we score the touchdown when they say, act like you've been there before, Mike and I would be the worst. We would pull down our pants and do awful things with our genitals if we ever scored a touchdown. Much more than you've seen from the likes of T.O. or Chad.
Are you saying the awful disc jockeys that, like, pretend that they give all the local references so they sound like they've been there?
Yeah, when the truth is, and also, they get very excited, and they think that everyone in that city...
Well, Miami's an exciting place. I mean, I'm excited about that.
But they think mistakenly that everyone in that city is going to be somehow powerfully listening to their assy little show on the crappy little station that we happen to be on.
And checking to see if they have local knowledge?
And... No. Exactly the opposite is my point, is that really in Miami today, I would guess, outside of people who work at the station, nobody's listening. Really, it used to be a station that played...
See, I'm of the school of thought, if you throw a radio signal up into the air in a big city with lots of people like Miami, you're going to get a few more than that just by accident.
Right.
On seekers. Just by chance.
No, I don't think so, Mike.
By chance in some, garage somewhere.
I'm sure today nobody in Miami, except maybe hate calls to the station because they used to play, dig this, hard to believe they went out of business.
What'd they play?
Perry Como Records.
Oh, no.
Yes.
One of those stations.
That didn't work, huh?
What, Robbie?
Did you look at their website this weekend?
Yeah. Oh, they had their DJs. Were like,
Wink Martindale,
you know, the guy... The
still?
Tic-tac-toe guy?
Yeah, it's called
Still
Music of Your Life.
What the hell are we doing on that stage?
They've changed it,
Mike.
Effective today.
So do they have all, like, hot talk kind of
Yeah, they do, baby.
There?
Yeah.
Hot dog?
All
including the obligatory local morning show?
No, there's nothing local.
Really?
That's why I'm pretty sure no one's listening. not that you need local to win. God knows that... We're proof of that, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
God, I love Miami. I really do. I love Miami.
It is fun. All right.
It's one of my favorite cities in the whole world.
I agree, and it's nice to it's nice to have it on a resume for 4 months until they cancel us.
Here I was, you're birthing a new affiliate, and I'm getting ready for the usual, Scranton.
I know.
And here you give me a big... I should have known when the baby was that incredibly large...
Gigantic.
...and sweaty.
But... No one in that city is listening to us today outside of people who work at the radio station,
right,
who at this point are probably scratching their heads and saying, is this it?
Hey, man, let me say hi to all my waitress friends over at Mango's.
I'm sure right now through the halls of WMEN, which I'm sure is no more than a trainer like Jim Rockford had on the Rockford Files by the beach, I'm sure right now the staff of three is walking around saying, this is the show?
This is it?
This is the best that they've got?
Hey, man, I want to send this shout-out to all the doormen at BED.
What?
That's a club. It's a club. It's called BED. Never been there, but I thought that would sound cool.
Because, man, it's supposed to be really hot. I'd like to say hi to everybody on Ocean Boulevard, baby.
Yes,
Christ.
I'm excited. It's the last time I could get excited about an affiliate.
It's
exotic.
Well, I know we're on some...
That just sounds like a horrible... Signal.
6:40 a.m.
Come on. Hello, everybody. Can you hear me now, please?
I'm glad you're happy.
Well, 640, that's a low on the AM band, so that might very well have a very powerful signal down there with all the water.
And though, as far as I'm concerned, well, you're so hard to gauge, you're so bipolar.
I am going back and forth, aren't I?
Up and down. Mike, would you just do our regular show today? You just do our regular show every goddamn day. Let those who happen upon this show, no past trip of show, let those who listen, let them just catch up.
Thank
as we
you,
go.
Rob. Thank you. I was looking at Don like Horatio.
I'm Horatio Kane. I'm going to turn my head at this angle.
You going to do all your Miami stuff now?
Yeah, I'm shooting it all today. Every bit of it.
Because nobody in Miami listens to this station.
I know.
Especially today. It's the first day of the brand new format.
Have a churro.
This is Mike.
Have a churro. Well, it's nice to... It's nice to meet so many nice people.
Oh, Christ!
I'm goofy tired.
Okay.
I'm goofy
all right,
tired.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
that it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I was up early for my doctor's appointment today.
Get down
to
brass tacks.
I'm just a little goofy tired.
Okay. I gotcha.
Yeah. Hate those 4 o'clock games.
So, what was the good news there?
What's that?
How long you got?
At the doctor. You know, it was really a short one. It was one of those quickies where I was in and out in no time, and he seemed to indicate that I've got the same thing I had before. I just got to be, the only thing I'm going to be doing is evaluating my sleep habits, because that's kind of where I have a problem with my breathing and all that. But I think I'm okay. I mean, they checked my blood pressure. That's about it. And that looked good. And they sent me on my way.
We're playing your Wiki.io, Wiki.ia.
No, that's not the one I like.
I know you like the
I like
the
Wiki Wild Wild West.
I know, but this is the one.
Do we have that?
This is the one about Miami. Mike, this is the one about Miami.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, I knew that.
Welcome to Miami. I only came for 2 days
of playing, but every time I come, I always wind up. Miami. Remember when we saw Dennis Rodman down in Miami?
Yeah.
When we were having
Remember that time?
Remember
that time at band camp?
That was great.
Remember that time?
What are you doing?
No.
Like to say hi to all my friends in Miami Beach.
Wiki Wiki
Wild. Wiki Wild Wild.
Wiki Wild Wild.
Yeah.
Wiki
Wild Wild Wild. Son of Paul.
Sorry. No. Will Smith.
God, I can't remember the last time I even cared about an affiliate. It's exciting to have a real city.
Let's see if you remember it tomorrow.
I doubt I will. In fact, I can guarantee you I won't.
And there's an equal chance to see if the show's still on there tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay.
We've had that happen with affiliates where they heard us the first time. The owner came in and said, what the hell is on?
God damn right. Time. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
I've been doing very well, thank you.
Yes, somebody besides an employee of the radio station was listening to the show tonight. And, you know, first 10 minutes, I like it so far.
Are you calling from Miami?
Calling from West Palm Beach.
West Palm Beach. All right.
No, the station that you're on actually is really strong. It goes from, it picks up in West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, and Miami. You're getting, you know, you can get like up to, you know, millions of people down here.
I'm telling you, Mike, as I wrote my blog today on our website, I am expecting up to 20 extra listeners on the show today.
Welcome all. That's good stuff.
That's why I urge people, without divulging my blog, I urge people to get a good place in line to listen to the show today, because I expect an extra 15.
Oh, now it's gone down to 15? Down from 20 to 15.
That neighborhood.
Hey, guys, how do I see your blog? Where is that at? That's a good question.
DonandMikeWebsite.com.
That is a good question.
I have nothing else to give, because I don't know what your show's all about, so I'll just sit back and listen and call.
Listen. Right. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you, Ash.
The mayor of Wales.
There you go. Hello, Don and Mike call. Don and Mike show. Another call. Don and Mike call. Don and Mike call. Don and Mike call.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
How are you?
Hello, you're on
the air. Wow. You are on the air, compadre.
Yeah, I was just wondering if Mike's doctor asked him to pay in cash today when he was leaving.
No, I pay with a credit card.
Okay, but he asked you to pay today?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have no outstanding debt with the physician. He wants to make sure that I'm all taken care of. But thank you, Ass. I appreciate that.
Oh, I get jokes.
That's a good die tomorrow, Ass. Yes.
Back on the map?
Yeah. I'm going to the sleep doctor. So they're going to put me on the CPAP.
Put you back on that sleep apnea mask?
But I don't have that because but when I was having all that, I was almost 300 pounds. I was 296
still,
pounds.
You can still have it. Still.
I'm still overweight,
still,
but I don't.
No. Either way. Sexy.
Isn't Carly going to have a lot of fun when I've got that incredible snorkel on my face when I go to sleep? But he says that they've made vast strides.
Yeah. I am your father.
If it has, I just hope it doesn't have the elephant nose.
You know what that's like? That's like they've made great strides in prosthetic lips.
It's right. Prosthetic limbs.
Which they have.
Well, I'm going to a lady. He gave me the card, and I'll let you know because there might be different things I can do.
Oh.
And Carlos says I don't have the snoring that I used to have.
Huh.
So, you know, maybe that means I don't have the sleep apnea.
I saw the coolest prosthetic legs, though.
Yeah?
I mean, these legs kicked ass no pun intended, on 60 Minutes.
Oh, really?
Some chick, Congress lady, something, running for something, was in Iraq.
Oh, she's got two. She had her both legs blown off.
Yes, right. Very brave individual, blah,
yeah,
blah,
very
blah.
Very cool lady.
But the legs she has are not as big as golf clubs. They look like titanium rods.
Right, and she puts little funky shoes on the end of them.
Yes,
too.
She does. And at first you look and you go, God, that's cool. It's like she looks like she's half a robot.
Right.
You know, and then it just got me to wondering.
Right.
I'm sure that she still is functional in all ways.
Yes, of course she is. Sure.
As a woman,
wouldn't be able to walk if she wasn't.
And my goodness, that could pose all kinds of wonder. Bless you. I know Rob is allergic to sex.
We're getting to that point. Did it turn you on?
Yeah, because she's good looking Asian chick, and
so you're kind of like Paul McCartney in that regard.
Yes, I wanted to beat her. I wanted to beat her.
Yeah. Steel wrapped around your waist.
No. I thought, how about? Can you imagine? How about you get you pop them off?
And, right.
Oh boy!
Okay. I mean,
talk about you could get close. I mean, you want to?
Well, they're doing amazing things now. You see the chick on the Amazing Race with the little spring thing where she can run, actually can run. I mean, really, really run and run well because she's got. It looks like a. It's hard to describe. It's like this little metal C that is down.
You effing C word.
Long C. It's a ski. It's almost like a ski that she's got, and she can bounce up and down on it.
Anyway,
very cool.
The woman on 60 Minutes, who I guess some of you guys have seen, very cool. Almost like something from the movie I, Robot, with the aforementioned Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like metal chunks. Okay, they look like titanium rods.
Well, don't they make a big deal about the fact that she's really into shoes, too?
Yeah.
And she picks out, like, really designer shoes to do. I think she's cool. She's probably going to win, hopefully. Very cool lady. I didn't know you were that turned on by her, but I mean,
No, she's very attractive.
She's attractive, yeah.
And, you know, I thought, can you imagine? I mean, do you just...
Possibility.
I'm not a big one on positions. You know me. You know
the
old
man.
Might
have to be in that case.
I like it, but no. The way that I like it, you know, mommy on top. Hold on. No,
I don't think that's working for you.
Hold on. No, it is. Unscrew the legs.
Oh, yeah.
Unscrew the legs, and I'm talking about, you know, they talk all the time about what's that product they sell it about making a seal?
Oh,
I mean, I'm talking, really, you remove the legs.
Right.
And it becomes airtight.
The food saver?
It becomes airtight between my lady and I.
Yeah, Ziploc.
Right.
You're all set to go.
Giving her maximum...
See, I was going to say, if she kept the legs on, that'd be very difficult.
Giving her maximum pleasure while enhancing my maximum pleasure.
And which is really the bottom line.
The Taiwan basket, forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's for you, bud.
Okay.
That's for you. Yes, she is. Oh, she's good looking. Good looking Asian woman, really.
Yeah.
And very brave, really, because she flew this helicopter over in Iraq,
didn't she land the helicopter after she had been had her legs blown off?
Yeah,
she landed the helicopter.
Yeah,
amazing,
very brave. And yet I can look at her and imagine what it would be like.
See, I think that's cool that you can take all the war heroism, the political activism, and you can put that on the back burner while you just objectify her sexually. I think that is absolutely beautiful.
Brilliant,
darling. Might I snap off your legs tonight?
Is it now? You make a choice. Is it unscrew or snap off?
See, with these things,
I don't think they screw in.
They're kind of robotic, though.
I think they pop out.
But they had a lot of like T2 Terminator, Heinz Terminator. They had very much that.
I think what you would have would be a cup that would accommodate the stump. That's what you would have in that. I would assume the fact that she walks as well as she does, she probably has...
Prosthetic legs, though, almost look like... Rob, you would know better. Your kid, Robbie's into Star Wars.
Right.
Those big, gigantic things...
Walking machines.
That have those big, almost like caterpillar legs on them.
Those sand walkers from Empire Strikes Back? Those big, tall guys.
I guess so. Those big white things with all the stormtroopers on them?
Yeah.
Right. It's got the big legs like that.
But I mean, up at the top... Where they connect to the real leg.
To her, I would imagine.
It would probably be a cup. That's the way they have those. So when normally prosthetic legs are done like that. It's not something where you screw them on.
Well, there's
like a wine cap. Like a cheap wine cap.
You'd have to thread her leg.
You are chatty Cathy today, aren't you?
He is.
You've been going a mile a minute since the show started.
Or maybe they have snaps.
You mean around the outside?
Yeah.
So they don't fall
almost
off.
Like a lady's garter. You know what I mean? Just snap it and forget it.
Snap on.
Snap on, snap off. Ah,
right.
All right, so that's what the show's all about. And
prosthetics?
Yeah, sexy prosthetics.
Mm-hmm.
The weekend, oh, God. And there was some stuff that happened this weekend. Oh, hold on, we have calls. And also Rob has handed me a note. Does the guy at the news station in Miami, does he want to speak to us?
I asked him if it would be okay if we called up so he could welcome us.
Yeah, well, then
Ken Pauley,
we'll see about calling him.
It's who?
Ken Pauley.
Who's he?
He's the guy. He's the Mr. Carlson of the new affiliate you're so excited about. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm excited we're going to have to talk to a GM.
Hello?
Hello?
Talk to me. Talk to Colin. He's the guy who was on the phone with him 5 minutes before the show.
He couldn't get a program director?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, he's the owner. He's the operation, so he is the program director.
Hi there. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Hello.
What?
I just want to say I love your show. You guys are awesome.
Right.
When you guys talked about the prosthetic legs, I was reading a Maxim magazine. They said they spent thousands of dollars on a robotic hand that can play rock, paper, scissors with you.
Okay, thank you, Dumas. Thank you.
I've always considered Maxim magazine to be a tremendously educational publication.
Science for a boy age 12... to perhaps 14, and maybe even skewing a bit younger now, it can do a lot of good. It can shape a lot of young minds. And
right.
You know what I like to call it? I like to call it the tension reliever.
Huh. Right.
For a young man.
Unlike the days when we were boys, when it was the Sears catalog.
That's right. You know. Or, if you are lucky, you know, National Geographic. But really the Sears catalog.
And occasionally National Lampoon.
Yeah.
Which was photo really funny. Considered, like, by drugstores to be a comic book, but it had that one segment.
Because they would have, like, two pages, and the bit was called Photo Funnies.
Right. And it was boobs.
And always there would be a shot of girls' boobs.
And it was barely acceptable, but it was acceptable.
Right. It was good.
They were not unattractive women.
You could also get the Sears catalog, and now this is back in the day before Victoria's Secret.
Right.
Was sending pornography directly to your mailbox every day.
There was
just
nothing available.
You would get your Sears wish book, and you'd be able to take that thing and go downstairs and tell your mother you were going to look at toys.
Uh-huh.
And boy, oh boy, if those underpants and bras pages didn't get dog-eared.
And it's before anybody really even knew the concept of airbrushing, so you could really imagine that what you were looking at had not been retouched.
It was like watching a porno like Dirty Housewives Unleashed or something.
Mm-hmm.
Done with real women or...
It's wonderful.
What was one? Something, there was something in the guide over the weekend. It was something about horny over 40.
The TV guide?
No, I was doing the seeing what dirty movies were under on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was 40 over 40.
That had to be Larry Flint's channel.
And which one is that?
I think it's the last one. It's the new one. It's the one they just added. You know, so you get six instead of five, and I think it's Larry Flint. It's the Hustler Channel.
Anyway, that sadly is how I'm now picking out the porno if I'm going to watch it by title. Because I'm tired of spending $15. And then
so you're not going for the group?
No. No, I'm not.
I think that I might have gotten one of those rare, they shut me down because I've ordered too much. You know, you get those once in a while when you kind of overspent your limit. I might have gotten one because we were able to get a regular movie. And that was okay because that's much less expensive. And then the next day I might have gone for the package deal again. And they said, you know, call this number. And, of course, I'm not going to call the number that the porn channel tells me to call.
Right.
Because, you know, they're going to answer the phone and go, hey, sicko, how are you?
You know how I found. Hi, are you ready to take a trip into my soul on this good looking Monday?
Please take us.
You know how I found the movies that I am now enjoying on TiVo?
You record them?
I put into TiVo. No, TiVo tells me
oh,
when the movies are on that I like because I put in...
When the porn is?
Because I put in a word.
Word search.
A word that starts with hand. It's actually two words. Uh-huh. Yes.
You put that in there?
I put that in there.
Into TiVo? Oh, my God. TiVo's going to tell everybody you did that.
I don't care.
TiVo's going to tell everybody.
And as it turns out... the other day I came downstairs and it said, now playing, right? And it had PTI, NFL Live, and Handy's Across America, Volume 3. It had gone through and found...
And they had that on one of the 500 channels?
Found the porno that was associated with the title that I had put down and given three thumbs up to. So let's hear it for TiVo for picking out...
Yeah. They actually had that particular...
As it turns out. Now,
how cool is that?
But I think you would have to do it by specific act, and there, I guess, are not a lot of movies that
kind of, and it is a window into your soul that you, I didn't know you liked that kind of activity.
Taste, actually.
Mike, I'm a man of many moods. You know,
no, I mean, I think that would be, I would find that really equally intriguing. I would not exactly
be... kind of gay to say it.
It is gay to say it, but I fully admit that I would be intrigued by that title.
That's good, and you can put any wish list word, I guess, into your
choice. Sure.
You could put anal in.
Anything that has that in the title or the synopsis.
That's right. It will come back and go pardon the pun and find it for you. So
thank you. I'll put L.A. in there when I get in there.
L.A.
I'll have to write it down for you.
Something action.
No.
No?
Ass?
Yeah. Is ass the second word?
Yeah, say.
Oh. I know what the first word is.
There you go. Sure.
I don't know.
Oh!
You think TiVo?
Hey, Mike, guess what? I found something for you.
That's cool.
It's the magic of TiVo.
Probably require anything with either of those words.
Well, they're being very successful, obviously, with that kind of content on the satellite. So they're actually putting more and more variety on there, and it's interesting.
Hello, Don, on Mike's show.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, once that girl gets both of them legs all unscrewed and you get her all propped up there, wouldn't it be just kind of like having sex with a weeble? You know, weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
It'd
just be like, bam, just fall over right in the
I
middle.
I see his point. I think he may have a stability issue there.
This is where, and I'm telling you, the woman would like this because, you know what, you would force more contact. It would force you to hold her hands to stabilize her.
And you're fine.
Well, it better be a suction grip because otherwise she is going over.
That's sorry. I already said it's vacuum sealed.
Damn straight.
I've already covered that. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Somebody's having himself a good Monday.
Bye.
It's a violent going.
It is, Mr. Something violent about him, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was.
Something evil and violent.
Yeah, well, my girlfriend came over Saturday afternoon, and I was upstairs on the computer, and I saw her car pull into the driveway. I didn't think anything of it, and came downstairs a couple of seconds later, and I don't know what look it is that I had on my face. I had just gotten done doing something very mundane, paying bills online, whatever it was that I was doing.
Right.
Came downstairs, and immediately, I don't know what it is about chicks, she said, oh, did I catch you in the middle of something?
Oh, she knew?
No, but I wasn't.
Right.
I said, no, I said...
That is unusual.
Sure you were. Because normally you would be in the middle of something.
No, I mean...
Sure you were.
I said, no, I knew you were going to arrive here, like in... in 10 minutes.
Right.
You know? No, I mean, that's Carly. That's why you're here.
Carla floats up the stairs.
There's no...
I'm convinced that she floats. Really? Because I live in an old house. You can't put your foot anywhere in my house without a creak. She floats.
Makes not a sound.
Hi, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, what?
We must bell them.
Well, anyway.
Bell them.
Yes.
So anyway,
Big cowbells.
I'm standing there, and she's unloading. She was nice enough to pick up dog food and the crap that I didn't want to get at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I can't believe that you thought that I was. I said, I would tell you.
Dog food's a good. That's a hell of a favor.
That is a nice.
Because dog food, and I know you don't exactly have a small dog.
I got a German Shepherd.
So you're talking about the big, like 50 pounder, right?
Right. Yeah. Sure.
That's a big hauling job.
She doesn't mind carrying. She's good. She's like the people in those third world movies. She carries it on her head. Fantastic, Jan. It's fantastic.
And of course, you make your park at the end of the driveway now.
Yeah. Well,
after the damage to the wall, you make your park at the end of the driveway.
You're damn right.
Walks all the way up with it.
You're damn straight. So anyway. She came in and I said, "Are you inferring that I was, you know, watching porno?" Or she said, "Well, I can't imagine, but yes, that's the." I said, "No."
Well, she hasn't caught you, has she?
No, she's not caught me.
There you go.
She's never caught me, and I wasn't. And then, you know, darn it, I felt the need, you know. So it was like, you know, we did it, and it was great, but it was almost like. I was almost proving that
it was a shadow.
I would imagine that would put a little damper on.
No, it wasn't not from her end. But
no, but I mean for you, if you're trying to,
and I don't do anything from her end, so just understand that.
But if in the back of your mind you're proving that you weren't doing anything,
it was like, you know, hey, well, you know, and I didn't even say anything about it to her. Like,
right. Did the suspicion of that activity, did that kind of get things going a little bit?
No, not the least. I mean, she let it go. She said, all right, well, I don't know, I've had a crazy day, whatever. She started unloading.
So it wasn't kind of a funny exchange or anything like that?
Oh, no, it was funny initially, you know, where she said...
Because I think that would go from funny to being kind of
a hot
conversation.
She was not accusatory. She was not busting my balls. She was like, are you sure you're okay? And I said, yes, why? I've just been engrossed in doing this thing upstairs. And she said... You look like you've been engrossed in doing something upstairs. You have that very far away look in your eyes, and you look a little unruffled. And she was kidding. And I said, "What do you think I'm working?" She said, "No, I don't think you're working it. I don't think you're working it." And then I really said something like, "Well, you're here, you know." And about 15 minutes later, I just walked past her, and I thought, "Well, you know." I just better get that thought out of her head right away.
Yeah, all right.
Just in case it's there.
Right. Yeah.
I better get that thought right out of her head.
Sure. That's very unusual because they have the kind of radar that tells us. I mean, normally they say if they accuse you of something or suspect that you're doing something, normally they're right.
So it was a time for a trip to Pleasure City.
Mm-hmm. It's time to visit the Pleasure Dome?
Pleasure City. And without getting terribly graphic.
Oh, please don't.
No, Mike, you'll like this.
Okay.
You'll like this.
I normally don't.
You'll really like this.
All right, I'm ready. Here we go. What are you going to say?
I like Janet a lot.
Yeah.
Because she is absolute, much like Frida, fall down honest.
Right.
I mean, I went to town.
Yeah.
If you understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
I mean.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta go to the dentist, okay? Like I got TMJ, okay?
Why'd you say I was gonna like this?
Because you're gonna like the end.
Okay.
Because I got done after what seemed like 2 days. And much when Harry met Sally on her part, and I said, so, again, thinking about really about the movie thing.
Yeah, know? Yeah.
Thank you, you know. So.
Yeah.
How was that, did you? And she said, almost.
Oh, ouch.
You know. Which is just about it. You know.
Just, so close. That's as good as saying no.
Said,
not a chance.
That was good. I liked that. I said, oh, gee, I'm just sorry. I guess like what it's like. ground rule double, I guess, huh? How do we score this thing?
Oh, that's funny.
Exactly, how do we score this?
She's honest.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good.
Oh, I like it.
Very good.
I told her, I said, listen, I was married before God took her away. I was married for 25 years. I'm totally used to non-satisfaction from a woman. I am totally used to
not satisfying you.
Trying to satisfy a woman and being rebuffed, no matter how I try.
With all the experts you've spoken to and all the books and novels that you've read over
just
the years.
A clumsy oaf. Really don't know what I'm doing in that part of my
life. Well, it's the thought that counts, yes. I think. I think really women appreciate the thought.
Yeah,
I really do. As far as especially that activity, I think they probably... appreciate it.
And I tell you what, I think I'm not feeling loose.
You know what? I think when you really need a worry is when someone says, please stop. Please stop that now.
No.
That's enough.
No,
seriously.
We've documented
enough.
This before. Yeah. We've all gotten a hair pull.
Yeah.
Okay, come on. You really don't know what you're doing. Come on up here. In that regard, you're almost treated like an animal. Like, good boy. That's a good boy for trying.
Well, in defense of all men, I think we are victims of what we have seen in movies, and I am told that's not the way to do it. The way you see guys do it in movies is not the way to do that. And, of course, we're on dangerous ground here, Mr. Spicoli, so I really can't go into any great detail, but... Let us say that the activities that one sees on film are slightly more vigorous than I am told they really should be.
Are you talking about straight intercourse?
No, I'm talking about what you were talking about. I'm making a reference to that. I'm talking about the hair pull. I'm on that subject.
Okay.
So the reason is that I think we think that it's got to be down there and we have to be kind of like a dog.
On porno,
the fact is there's a real gentleness that is required that properly.
I think we all know, Mike, I thought I did a pretty good job of switching it up.
Okay.
You know
I wasn't there, so I don't know.
I'd throw the slider, speaking in your vernacular. I'd come back with...
Did you spell the alphabet?
Every time.
God rest your soul.
Thank you, Sam Citizen. Thank you. Yeah, you bet.
You know, if he give us anything, he give us that.
That's the first place I go. A, B, C, that, and, you know,
yeah.
and what would my lady think if she knew there I was, Daisyland, and what am I thinking? A, C, D, E, F, G.
Following the instructions of a dead bald comic. A fat dead bald comic. Wise.
Our man. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike? Hey. I heard though. Hey, I was wondering if you guys would ever do a, almost like a live action best of show. Pull out the old keyboard for the open.
Are you speaking on a speaker phone?
No, I've got this Bluetooth. It's not working too well, huh?
Bring out the keyboard. That's the only time I've ever heard that. I requested the old lame ass keyboard that I used to play at the beginning of the show, like I was a band leader.
Like 15 years ago.
And I like played it. It was like an automatic song that I programmed into the thing, and it really I used to fancy myself like a Paul Schaefer. What fun that was!
We did
that for a while.
Yeah, we did for a long time, for years. Mm-hmm. And you would add one element; it would play the same,
right?
Do whatever the song was, but you would add like a hi-hat element.
Yeah, I wouldn't even remember how to do it anymore. I wouldn't know what to do.
I still have it.
A lot of girls.
You still have the keyboard. You have the keyboard?
Still programmed. Girl from Ipanema.
Hello. Don and Mike show. That's how we used to start the show. Mike would have a Casio keyboard to make a cheesy opening. Yes, sir. You're on the air. Howdy.
Hey, if you were to leave the legs on that lady, though, she'd kick you in the head twice on each revolution.
The male members of our audience, which are, and they are legion, are obsessed with the story of you and the congresswoman. The potential congresswoman.
I was not with her, Mike. I only fantasized about her.
What a fantasy it was.
About unsnapping her life.
Dream machine.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Howdy. We're doing great.
Hey, Don, on DirecTV, they now have some kind of new package where it includes all the adult channels and all kinds of TiVo units and everything.
Wait, what do you mean TiVo units?
The high-definition TVs are, the DVR.
What? No, you don't. Come on, give us the information. You're excited?
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Slow down, son. I know we're talking about things that make us all turgid. We're talking about satellite TV. We're talking about HD TV. We're talking
You're saying a new package.
Yes.
What? Well, now slow down. Now take a deep breath and slow down and tell us what it has in it.
Okay. It includes every sports package, every channel that's on the dish.
Yes.
And the I believe
it's called the titanium package.
And it includes your porn.
Yeah, oh yeah, all the porn channels.
You are, now hold on.
Oh.
This guy.
Hold on. Now see, I'm glad I slowed him down because I thought he really was making sense.
This guy may really have a bulletin.
I think so.
Because I thought that I have the package that gets me every, I get every movie channel.
So do I.
I mean every sports channel.
Yeah.
But you're telling me.
If you go to DirectTV.com,
Hold on. You mean that you would get porno 24/7 like, one time, I remember when they screwed up.
How much more a year is it?
Oh, that's the problem. It's very expensive. $7,500 a year.
Right.
Oh, my God!
$7,500
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Do you get, like, all the pay-per-views as well?
Yeah.
So you just...
You get every boxing match, everything. I mean, it's everything.
You know, you really have to do a lot of math about how many movies.
Now,
but if you're talking about you could get pay-per-view movies at any time.
Hold on. Do you, it's nickel and dime when you're talking about $7,000, but like DirecTV charges me maybe $300 a year for Sunday ticket?
That's included. That's included. The season pass.
What do you think? Do you know off the top of your head what you're directing? And I'm asking Don this, sir. Do you know what your DirecTV monthly is? I mean, and not including the stuff that you buy, but like what the flat fee is and what that works out to. Doesn't it work out to be about $100 a month, or is it more than that?
It's over $100 because I buy the NBA League pass, and I buy the NFL Sunday ticket, and I buy pay-per-views, and I buy the package that has every goddamn movie channel and every high-def channel that's available.
So let's figure that it's $400 a month.
If you do titanium,
what he's doing now, you know about you have DirecTV, right?
Yeah, I do. And by the way, the $7,500 breaks down to $625 a month,
$20.55 a day. So that's like getting if you got like one porno a day.
What do you pay for yours, Buzz?
Oh, it's just under $100, close to $100.
Okay, yeah. It's pretty.
You know, that's actually something that I'll consider. Thank you,
man of your meaning.
Well, Don, what's good for you is it also includes VIP service.
Also, so if you have a problem, you get right through.
Friend, I've already got that, and then
it'll allow you to maintain it.
Yeah,
you know what one would have to do? Mm-hmm. One would have to add up one's charges in that particular arena.
I'm already doing it in my head, and I'm telling you, $7,500 per year a year for me is a money saver.
Wow. Well, if you're talking about specialty events,
no, just think about porn. Think about how many times you buy the $15.95 package to get your job.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right. So if you do that, let's say it's four times a month, Jesus Christ, you're spending.
And you get Sunday ticket, I get MLB, and you get basketball. And if you got all of what you're getting...
But it's $7,000!
That's ridiculous. That is.
You can have up to 10 receivers on that package. Personalized customer concierge service 24/7, priority service, unlimited pay-per-view, access to all adult programming, as mentioned, all sports programming.
And you know what they better do, though, for that money?
What?
Give me my goddamn West Coast feeds of every single network
I'll bet you get them.
You know what? Then it starts to become a little more valid. How much is the Sunday ticket now? Do they charge?
It's like four or five. It's at least $400.
It's getting better. I mean, that's a lot of money, but... $20 a day is basically what you're paying.
$20 a day.
You know, it does occur to me they have priced it. They've priced it almost perfectly because it really is a decision.
But
real TV people that are absolutely maniacal.
DirecTV urges you to call and see if you qualify for the subscription.
You qualify. What if your money's green?
Right.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Jesus Christ.
Why do I think you're running home and going online tonight?
Hello. You're on the air.
That's a challenge.
I don't have to run. I'll do it during the commercial. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Howdy. You're on the air.
Hi. This is Sarah from Baltimore. I was the lesbian that called a few weeks ago.
Oh, hi, baby.
Hi there. How are you, honey?
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Are you crazy lesbian?
Well, I was in a bar fight this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. You tramp.
Bring it.
Wow.
Okay. No, so my first thought when I got off work today, I was like, I have to call the boys. I have to tell them about this.
All right, well, what happened?
So, I'm at a bar with my girlfriend, right? And it's not a gay bar or anything like that. We're just out having some drinks with some friends.
Applebee's.
your friendly neighborhood Applebee's, whatever. Right. And so we're just sitting there drinking, and I leave to go to the bathroom, and I give my girlfriend a kiss. And so I'm walking to the bathroom, and I hear this one guy start screaming at my girlfriend, like, yeah, take it off, you know, I love women, I love lesbians, blah, blah, blah. So I come back, and this guy's still doing it.
So he was giving you guys a hard time because you were obvious lesbians in this bar. And he was giving you a hard time about it.
Who would give lesbians a hard time?
You'd say, I know, welcome, right?
Welcome, lesbians.
Right.
I mean, if anything, we give you guys a hard
was
time.
Was he being hostile?
Yes, he was. And then this is the funny part. This is the part where I kind of laughed. Because he offered us $5,000 if we would have sex with each other and let him watch.
Oh, no, you didn't.
And I was drunk.
How are you spending the money?
I'm out right now. No, I got really offended.
You could almost buy DirecTV's titanium package.
I could almost afford a Sunday ticket, almost.
You know what the guy said?
Oh, no, you didn't.
No, that's not what he said.
So he was doing this in a way that made you angry.
Here's what he said.
Oh, man, she split me good.
So, and then so then I walked over to him, I said, look, that's really disrespectful, blah, blah, blah. He's like, well, what do you know about being a woman and all this stuff? I was like, I am more feminine than any woman you'll ever meet.
Oh, man, she split me good.
So hold on, wait a second, just a second, Sarah, lesbian,
yes.
Bar fight girl. A guy asked you, almost like in that movie, A Decent Proposal, to have sex with your girlfriend for $5,000 while he watches. How does it go from that to a fight?
Well, no, just because I got really offended. I said, look, I don't appreciate that. And he was like, well, what do you know? You know, you're a lesbian. You obviously,
Was he doing it in a loud way where everybody could hear it?
Oh, yeah. And he's a total, he's a total pop collar, total, you know, Towson Guido kind of guy. the John Gotti hair.
Hey, easy on that.
Friends of ours. So what happened after you confronted him?
So I go up to him and he starts screaming, and then the thing is, I don't care if you call me a lesbian, just I get really offended when people call me a dyke. And so,
easy on the F-bomb.
She's excited about the story.
F lesbian, and then he called me a dyke. And I said, oh no. And then I made him go outside, and,
You asked him to step outside?
I was like, can you please step outside with me?
You effing C-word.
So you challenged him to come outside to fight?
Yes.
Was it like a throwdown where you said to him, hey, you want to step outside? That kind
of? It was more of like a you're in trouble at school kind of thing. It was like, will you please step outside?
So when you asked him to step outside, he might not have processed it as you were calling him out. You just wanted to talk to him. But you were thinking the whole time, you're taking him out to hit him?
And what happened?
So I went outside, and of course all my friends that were with me knew what was up. So they're like, they walk outside with me, and I was like, you know, if you have a problem with me, you know, if you have a problem with my lifestyle, blah, just tell me. And he's like, I have a problem. I'd love to see you and your girlfriend, you know, blah, blah, go at it. And I was like, you disrespect me one more time, we're going to have a problem. And then he called me a C word. And,
you effing C word.
And then I pushed him, and he pushed me back, and I kicked him in the you know.
In the nuts, yeah.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did.
And did anything happen after that?
After that, his boys came out, and his boys were trying to, you know, pick him up and stuff, and I said, you know, they were looking for, and then we went back in, and we had some more drinks. So.
Did you give him a good shot? Did it hurt him?
Oh, he was down.
Right. Huh? Took him down.
I like that story. Guido taken down by a lesbian.
I love that story. That's good.
One more reason why I just can't.
Be with men, yes, I know.
I'm sorry, honey.
Sorry, Sarah.
All right.
We didn't do it. All right, see you, love.
That was a lovely story, Sarah. Thank you for sharing.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, Donaldo E. Miguel.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
All right, what about it?
You want to, what you want to do is act like you're eating an ice cream cone, but not the part where you're trying to dig the chocolate chips out with your tongue.
I'll remember that next time.
I think I know exactly what she's saying, and I think she's right.
Or maybe I'll just use a spoon.
So you get every drop.
Well, because I iced them with a spoon.
Miss Brown, Mrs. Spigoli.
You're my follow take of love. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Have Crohn's?
Hey, buenos tardes, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Did you happen to catch the Live with Regis show this morning?
I saw a couple of minutes. Why?
Did you catch when Regis was trying on the mask and he walked back there with his microphone on and he said, OS, so-and-so mask?
No.
It made the air.
You're kidding me.
Oh, we got to get it. I only watched the
first, I haven't T-Bone.
I only watched the first 20 minutes when Regis talks to Kelly.
It's when they're going back and forth trying on masks. He goes backstage and he can hear it.
And it happened today?
Yeah.
If it did, we'll have it. Because Mike's got a lot of TiVo then.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Good day. Excellent.
Well,
thank
you. I have to do our Regis collection.
Oh, ass.
A Halloween mask. OS. S. This whole show is S. I'm Regis Philbin. Gelman is S. Kelly Ripa, S. The other thing that I've really picked up on with Regis is he does this. He does it a hell of a lot. She alludes to it once in a while,
yeah.
But today there were a couple of moments. You know when he does it? When,
yeah,
like she brings up pictures of her kids or talks about charity,
right,
events.
Right.
So he just has to sit there with,
sure,
his mic.
It looks pretty.
With his mic on and his mouth open. And really, you just heard. Yeah, he's definitely got the major league old man.
Have you noticed
sound.
Another old man thing happening? Have you noticed how much Gelman's coaching him lately? Where he'll say,
"Oh, we're at the theater."
Have you noticed that? And he's really making no bones about it now. You hear it, you know.
We're very excited to have
John Stamos.
John Stamos
coming on the show. It's happening more and more.
His reading. Now, you know, he says on his TV show,
he talks about his going to his eye doctor all the time.
Just when he had the arthroscopic surgery or the laser
surgery. The laser surgery, right.
Yeah,
right.
The laserscopic surgery 2.5 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And still today, on that show, he's going, joining us today is Vera.
Yeah.
And then she reads it, and there's a shot of the lady, the cue card lady, and she's holding up, it might as well be a goddamn billboard.
Right, it's the letters are the size of the numbers you would see on an airstrip.
Right, like a regular cue card boy or girl that,
right,
you see on,
right,
TV. Big, big, gigantic letters, and he can't read them, and he said S today.
Well, then,
that's
fine.
Great.
S.
That's all, Regis.
Well, how are you? How are you there, boy? S. I can't read the SE card.
We got a break?
Okay. We got a break.
Oh, that's S.
We got a break?
At Crohn's?
I got a...
got a couple more weekend things to tell you about. We've got to check in with our friend JB from CBS. Find out how many times he said indeed.
Indeed.
Big article on JB in today's USA Today.
Right. Huge.
He'll be on the show again this week, right?
This week.
Very good. JB on lots of weekend stuff to get to. And then today's show... ladies, also you should know, today we'll be bringing back, not the vagina monologues, the breast monologues.
Oh, fantastic. Always great stories.
We'll be back today. But what would they say if they could speak?
One time.
What would they say?
I was at a bar. A guy called me a C-word. No, I guess the breast wouldn't say
no. Took him outside.
It's a pretty cool story. Way to go, Sarah. Yeah, thanks for that. Nice job.
We got to meet her. She's from Baltimore, right?
She sure sounds sexy.
She does.
She has no interest. She's made indelibly clear that she has no interest in men whatsoever. I think her activities over the weekend prove that.
But doesn't that make her even more of a challenge?
Yeah.
Doesn't that make her more somehow elusive? Forbidden fruit.
Exactly.
Forbidden fruit.
At Crohn's. That drips right down your chin.
Come imagine. Buzz comes in. What the hell, Mike? I are up there banging her. Going, hey, Buzz. Guess what?
She ain't no lesbian anymore.
Yeehaw!
Right.
Yeah. I got here earlier.
Welcome to Fantasy 101.
Right.
That fantasy will cost you $7,500. But you get every fantasy we offer.
It's unlimited.
Yeah, that reminds me. I got to go buy that.
You got to call them.
Well, you think really? I mean, it's
Mike. It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
It seems like it's.
I'll have to.
It's
buy
like
it.
Double what it should be.
I'll have to buy it when I'm not on the radio.
The fact that you're disgusting.
That's funny. Well, for you,
that's pin money for you.
No, it's not money. It's an hour of the show.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Let's Be Hated.
Let's say it was this hour.
Let's Be Hated.
Okay.
That was grueling. Just paid for my DirecTV.
I am kidding. We are so underpaid. It's freaking ridiculous.
Truthfully.
Really, for goodness sakes.
Got a break so we can get paid.
Why? Like, we got commercials? Of course we got commercials.
Yeah, we always have commercials.
Well, Mike, how do you feel about Miami now?
Could care less.
This is how the show goes, Miami.
Yeah.
You know, all two of you.
I've forgotten.
See, only one guy even calls to Miami during the whole segment.
I've completely forgotten.
Right.
I mean, it was just an hour ago I was driving around in David Caruso's Hummer, and now...
Here you go.
Now I could care less.
You're back wallowing in this big S lake that we live in.
Yeah. Here we are in Window Treatment Central.
All right, good. Good. So you're not happy about that anymore, right?
I know.
Back to being yourself?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was great. I was really legitimately, genuinely, you know me, genuinely excited when you brought it up. Now it's
there. Okay.
Who cares?
Welcome, Miami. Glad you're with us. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mary, we need to talk.
It's over?
What's over?
Marriage?
Why would our marriage be over?
You said we need to talk.
Yeah, we need to talk about Marty Funkhauser's party.
Oh, okay. I thought... forget it.
I don't know what you think.
Well, you know, you said we need to talk. Generally, when couples break up, that's how they introduce it. You know, we need to talk, so I suppose.
Why would you even think that?
Well, because women have broken up with me many times, and they've always introduced it with, we need to talk, so I'm just sort of conditioned for that response.
And... when women broke up with you, did you light up like that?
Light up? Did I light up?
Oh, it's over?
You know, it could have been a defense mechanism. That's how I react to things. I go the other way, so I don't get hurt. I protect myself. You understand? What's what about the party?
Have you been thinking about this for a while?
No, not at all. No, of course not.
The Don and Mike Show.
Not at all.
Simply put, the only way to hear Don Geronimo and Michael Mara is to listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Hey, good walking.
All right.
I'm jammed with them. The grassroots.
That's a hit right there.
I think that's going to be a big hit.
You're hearing that as a big hit record, Mike?
I think it's going to be a smash.
Hits of tomorrow, today.
Yes.
Hold on. We got to save out here.
Number one in Miami.
Turn that off.
Miami loves the grassroots.
Real fast.
The Sawgrass Roots.
Before we get to the weekend stuff here, our good buddy, JB, who's on CBS, we're trying to break him of the habit, the verbal crutch of saying the word indeed.
Even though he is a far more seasoned, experienced broadcaster than we, he is a Harvard graduate, but we do believe that this verbal crutch should be eliminated from his verbiage.
We got him on three of them. On the NFL today, wow. Yesterday.
Is that one up from the last time?
Yep. Here we go. Yes.
Live from our CBS Sports Studios in Midtown Manhattan.
Hello, everyone. I'm James Brown. By the way, Tiki Barber, considerable talents indeed. All right, folks.
While Michael Vick was indeed held in check by the Giants.
Michael Vick, he indeed did say that, didn't he, Dan?
Yes.
All right.
Now, again, maybe that was
indeed.
My
deed.
Here you go. I'll give you one of these. When he says indeed.
Live from our CBS Sports Studios in Midtown Manhattan.
Hello, everyone. I'm James Brown. By the way, Tiki Barber, considerable talents indeed.
All right, folks.
While Michael Vick was indeed held in check by the Giants.
Michael Vick, he indeed did say that, didn't he, Dan?
Yeah, this one.
All right.
Oh, did I?
You missed the middle one.
Oh, well.
Now, the first one is a throwaway. The second one he gives you, indeed.
Okay. So we'll have him on Thursday or Friday. And then one other highlight. Before we even start talking about the game yesterday and everything that went on, Skims, like this from my man, Norman Esiason, on CBS.
What did Boomer have to say?
Good old Boomer. Well, Mike, you know, for a long, long time.
Hello there, Mike.
Hello. This is M. Don talking to you now.
Hello, Don. How are you?
You know, Mike, my mammy or pappy may be black.
Yes, it has been speculated.
I am a doppelhead.
Right.
And I do not know who my real parents is.
We had a caller who insisted that the way you move, the way you behave, that you are a black man.
Mm-hmm. He come to our appearance.
Yes, right.
I say to him, hello, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Hello there. I do not like it. Someone asks me a question.
Right.
And then they say, you am very well spoken.
Right.
That am a put down.
What does this have to do with Boomer Esiason?
Well, how do you think Boomer Esiason described Tiki Barber?
Oh, no.
You got to listen.
We have it.
Oh, it's fleeting, but he throws it in there. Here it is.
Rush defense number one against number one rusher Tiki. Your thoughts?
You know, when I hear Tiki Barber talking about retirement, and wow, I'll tell you what, how well spoken is he? He's got a future in television, no question about it. He said it's about the pounding he takes.
God.
Wow. Now,
that's like for 90-year-old women to say.
God damn it.
Jesus.
How long I got to sit on my couch?
Wow.
And watch a white man on television tell me that I is well spoken.
That's like people who are now 85, what they used to say about Sammy Davis Jr.
Right.
But, Mike, the truth is, he was well spoken.
Rush defense number one against number one rusher Tiki. Your thoughts?
You know, when I hear Tiki Barber talking about retirement, and wow, I'll tell you what, how well spoken is he? He's got a future in television, no question about it. He said it's about the pounding he takes week in and week out.
How well spoken is he? Because, as you know, most other black athletes, you just can't understand a goddamn word.
That's exactly what it is. No matter how you slice it, there is no way it's anything but that.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's
funny.
The Warren Moon of quarterbacks.
Hey, listen, doesn't he even tweak it? Even though it's a throwaway, he tweaks it. Hey, how well spoken is
he? Defense number one.
Very patronizing.
Here's what a miracle.
Number one, Tiki, your thoughts?
You know, when I hear Tiki Barber talking about retirement, and wow, I'll tell you what, how well spoken is he? He's got a future in television, no question.
I tell you, wow, you know.
How about, isn't that some kind of miracle? That's the tone.
I tell you what, how black he is.
Well,
I tell you what,
how about that, huh?
His black shiny head.
Isn't that some kind of miracle that he's able to put the words together the way he does when so many other athletes don't? Huh? How about that? I'm Boomer Esiason.
Shut up. So well spoken.
But I always think of how well spoken, seriously, is something old people say.
Right.
Oh, you know what? We have that Washington fellow come over the other night. He is so well spoken.
And the truth is, you would not hear that about even a guy like Peyton Manning, who is a great quarterback, but really, maybe when you hear him talking, his commercials are great because he just seems like such an aw-shucks Gomer Pyle.
Seems very Larry Bird-like.
Mm-hmm. Dumb guy, right.
Yep.
Although he obviously is not a dumb guy on the football field.
No, he's not.
But you would not hear someone say, you know that Peyton Manning, he's very well spoken.
Right.
You know,
hey, how well spoken is he?
Because what you're saying is, in essence, the very same thing.
Right.
Except with a white guy, you don't say it because it's assumed that, of course, he's more well spoken. He's better well spoken.
Look at his coloring. Of course he's well spoken.
He's Caucasian.
Yes.
Look at his pigmentation.
Hey, how well spoken is he?
No miracle here.
His lips glide right over the words.
Just amazing. What a miracle that is.
He's white.
God. And you know, didn't you mention it like a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
That you've heard it before?
Yeah.
Seems to be going around now. I don't know.
It's coming back.
Very interesting.
You know, somebody who's against it, though, Mike.
Who's that?
Totally against it.
Who?
Where is he? Hey, guys.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance here.
He's against it, guys.
Yeah, right.
Hey, guys. Guys, I want to tell you something, guys.
Hey, Jim Nance, how well spoken is he?
Can I tell you for a moment how pathetic my life is? I did not even tell you this, girlfriend. Do you know that on Friday night, when I was sitting around doing what I like doing best, drinking alone?
Drinking alone on your couch?
Drinking alone on a Friday night. waiting for the meal to cook outside on the grill.
Right.
I called Nan's Restaurant.
No!
And the Bible in Atlanta, Georgia.
Did you really?
Oh,
yes, I did. And I asked for Jim Nance.
How'd that go?
He did not come to the telephone.
Oh.
He did not come to the phone.
Nice.
They didn't even ask who was calling. I just said, Jim Nance, please. He's there.
All right, I have a question.
Yeah.
This will save you, I'm sure.
Go ahead.
How many had you had?
Two.
Okay, good.
Two.
That's all right.
Two drinks.
That's all right.
Just
acceptable.
Two drinks.
You'd done it with nothing, I would have been concerned.
No, two drinks doubles.
What would you have? You would have hung up.
No, I would have said hello to him.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I was to that point. Friday night, listen, here's how it goes.
Jim, I don't think you would have said hello.
Mike,
of course, you were there by yourself.
I was in the mindset to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I mean, without getting, I don't want to intimate that I am friends with Jim Nance.
Hello, this is Rob Williamson.
I'm an acquaintance of him.
Right.
We
walked into a restaurant, we saw Jim Nance, and then we walked up to the guy.
And I'll be, it's maybe four times a year, but I do swap emails with him.
Uh-huh.
I'm at least that familiar with him. And, you know, there was nothing on TV,
right.
And there was just nothing to do, and I just sitting there going, oh. And just, I know it, 404 is Atlanta's area code.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I know that, I just know it. I just did 404, 55, I didn't even do the 411, I did
right.
404,
right.
555, 1212, which
right.
legion of 411.
You decided to, like, interrupt him in the middle of his Merlot.
I was just going to say, hey, Jim, it's Don from the Don and Mike Show, and I would have just said hello to him.
Thanks for coming on. It was great. Just want to compliment you on your appearance.
But I was not able to get him. He did not come to the telephone.
Oh, that's too bad.
The other thing from this weekend.
I can see you sitting in your kitchen making that phone call.
What was the tone when they answered and you asked for it? Did they sound like he had asked?
It was, first off, it sounded like any restaurant on a Friday night. And
right.
a restaurant in Atlanta Friday night. I mean, Christ, because the phone's like,
yeah.
I'm like, Jim Nance, please. Personal call, Jim Nance. Back on hold.
So just crazy, so you're not going to get through.
Yeah, I
never got through.
Never got through. Doesn't mean I didn't try. It doesn't mean I didn't try back.
I think that's funny. I'm glad it was after your second drink, though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I love you, man.
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing very well.
All right, well, I've got a few issues with the way that you were speaking about my man, Tiki Barber.
is this a boomer?
No, it's not a boomer. But listen, find me a better, a more well-versed or well-spoken man than a young black gentleman in the NFL today.
Yeah, as black guys go.
All right.
Oh, that is too funny.
I'll give you this. As they go,
as they go. Honestly,
yeah. Just no. I agree with you, sir. As they go,
they.
You know the problem with them. And what is the problem with them? What do you think the problem is?
I always
with them?
Hate when we play with the listeners on this subject.
What is the problem?
It's always dangerous ground. Second time we've been on dangerous ground today.
What's the problem with them?
The problem with them is that they surf through college because they're good athletes and whatnot.
You, Mr. Well-Spoken, are disqualified.
Sorry. Even though the guy was an obvious racist and an idiot, he was disqualified for his use of the word whatnot.
I don't know whether he was a racist or whether he was playing with us.
Oh, no.
Like he might have gotten a joke. I might have missed that one. I'm not sure.
I think he was pretty much on the up and up.
Because he was doing the well-spoken thing, too. You know?
I don't think he was very well-spoken.
He was not well-spoken.
No. Not in my show. Hello.
Or as Lawrence Welk used to say, a credit to his race.
and there you go. And you know what? That is the demographic right there. Lawrence Welk is he's so well-spoken.
That Tiki Barber is a credit to his race.
That is exactly. And my grandmother used to sit there and watch Lawrence Welk, and then she'd watch roller derby. And man, in New England, we used to get roller derby every Saturday night.
Sure, everybody did.
And she would sit there and watch Lawrence Welk. It was either or. It was either roller derby and
one or the other.
My grandfather would drink Schlitz beer and eat mints. Because beer and mints go so well together.
So what do you eat?
And does anybody remember the little, they were white and pink. That was the only two colors they came in. And they were little, were they butter mints?
Oh, yeah.
And they you know,
oh, yeah, sure.
He just ate a ton of them. He had them all the time.
With beer, though.
Yeah, well, he had different, you know, he would get the cheapest beer you would get. He would get the Narragansett, maybe Schmitz.
Schmitz is what he used to enjoy.
And then she wasn't doing that.
She was just looking out the window at the neighbors going by.
Tiny, teeny, teeny little house.
Just watching a, oh, what's going on over there? What's happening with that? Time for Lawrence Welk. A credit to his race.
To his race.
Tiki Barber.
Credit to all Negroes.
Hey, back to you. Back to you, JB.
Thank you, Boomer.
You guys are a credit to our race.
Credit to all crackers.
Crackers.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Tom Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, my radio god ball.
Howdy.
Bodies.
Hi there.
Hey, check it out. Tonight at 9 o'clock on CNN, I don't know if you know this, but this could be some material-worthy stuff. Larry King is riding out with the Los Angeles Police Department, and I saw a preview of this the other day with Larry King in his old Dumas self suiting up with a bulletproof vest. Yeah,
wow.
It was a hilarious thing. You got to check it out.
Robbie, you take that tonight, please.
That tonight. Somebody DVR that.
Larry King in a bulletproof vest.
I'm Larry.
Larry who? Larry who?
I'm Larry of the corner.
What do you really want?
I would rather do Saddam Hussein, but who would?
What do you want?
Oh, boy.
Can you get ready for the really good questions, too? Like, does it scare you when you drive the car fast?
Brake makes you stop.
Right? The lights, they make people slow down, right?
This will be, I mean, he will have the dumbass questions ready.
Yes.
Long before he goes on the ride along.
Your gun. They have bullets. Bullets are bad, right?
They can kill, right?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, boys.
Hi.
Hey, Mike, you forgot Carlton Bourne. I'm sure that was in the mix, too.
Who's that? Who?
Carlton Bourne.
Yes, amen. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Candlepin bowling. Candlepin bowling, which were, they were the tiny little pins.
Is that like
and,
duck pin?
No. It's candlepin was the tiny little ball, and they just roared down the alley they weren't shaped like regular bowling pins.
No,
they were shaped like candles. That's why they called them candle pins. And that was part of it too.
So you know what was more painful in that post game show was the boys trying to watch the game after 4:15, the Pittsburgh Atlanta game,
trying to
describe what was happening.
You know, and you,
sitting there.
I know exactly what you're talking about because I was flipping around. If you live in a part of the country where the 4 o'clock game, the 1 o'clock game ran over
right
to 4 o'clock. Normally CBS will like pick it up,
mm-hmm.
but for whatever reason, because Fox had a doubleheader yesterday, they couldn't do it.
Okay.
So on one channel, because I have the Sunday ticket, I'm watching live the Steelers and the Falcons in overtime. The next channel, which is showing, I guess, Miami and Buffalo, that game is over.
Right.
What CBS is running on every station that they have is the four guys sitting at the desk watching on the monitors mm-hmm. that are built into their desk, the Atlanta game.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes like this. Okay, we're back on the NFL Today on CBS, and third down coming up for the Atlanta Falcons. And then you see four heads go down, and they all are like this.
And they got their football guys, so they're into watching the game.
Fellas. Come back and they go, well, Warren Dunn just ran for 5 yards. I mean, it's idiotic play-by-play. You're watching a guy.
Why the hell didn't CBS, I mean,
I don't know. It's got
it's like the greatest game of the day. Greatest game of the season.
With rights or whatever. But you were watching four men in suits on television who were watching a game.
Watching television.
On monitors that you could not see. And they would stop to watch the game
mm-hmm.
and then come back and describe to you what just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's not bright. Not
right
at all.
And if it's somebody else's game, they even have to be careful about the description. They mm-hmm. can't say too much.
Yeah, although they all swap now. I notice right. now that they got no problem now with highlights and stuff.
Wives?
The Fox logo is on CBS all the time, and
right.
the CBS logo is on Fox all the time. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, gang.
Hey, hi.
Good to hear you.
Well, where were you calling from?
I'm calling you from Burlington, Iowa, gentlemen.
Yeah?
Yeah, and
are you a member of the Big Man's Club?
I'm an all right guy. Weigh about 220, 6'2".
Oh, all right. Well, I figured you were bigger than that.
No, I'm all right. I called you guys a couple months ago, frequent caller sometimes, and was just BSing around, and you mentioned KCPS here in Burlington that got here, I carried your show for years and all that. As a side joke, I said, Tim, the guy's a dick. You know, well, locally that didn't go over too well with him. He quite got offended. Small personalities. And I just have to tell you recently.
That is so annoying.
Okay.
Well,
I don't hear about you fighting with some guy that runs one of our radio stations. Thank you, though, Johnny Crawlspace, Chuck.
There's a way, there's an actual descriptive term for the way he expressed himself. He'd, like, say something, and then he'd have all the asides and parentheses, where he'd be talking to you going, yeah, we had a great time. She's a terrible cook. We really were over there on the deck the other night, and Marge was talking about, she's never met a man she didn't want to seduce.
I believe what he was referring to was one of our tiniest affiliates in Burlington, Iowa.
And a longest running, one of the longest running.
Well, they dropped us a while ago when we took the show in that direction again.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, no harm, no foul.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the guy was going to besmirch the good name of the guy that ran the show for 15 years.
Right.
You know, screw him. That guy was good loyal for 15 years.
Sure he was.
Unlike Ken Pauley, who's the man in Miami. No, he's not loyal. Here's how loyal he is. We'll call him in a second and see if the show is even still on the air.
That would be wonderful. Miami. And we have a bit of a track record in Miami. Got some problems down there.
Yeah. Here's our track record. We were on WIOD at 11 o'clock at night.
And every single show locally produced on that station hated us.
Yes.
We don't know why.
We spent all of our...
Do you remember that it was so bad that we thought that they had actually hired us just to punch us? We really believed that.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Because every show was like slamming us. And we didn't say, we didn't start anything with them until they started on us. And then we got, you know, we're fighting with all these people we didn't even know, but we got to know them.
We didn't know them. We were on a...
Randy Rhodes.
Goddamn, 11 o'clock at night.
Deli Counter?
Talk about a cherry gig.
Right.
11 p.m. to 3 a.m. That was the time that we were on in Miami.
And they still hated us.
Well, sure they did. Sure they did, Mike. Now, why?
Who was that one guy down there that really hated us?
Because they were, like, intimidated with the sound of what we're doing on the air. He says, hey, you guys, you might come take our jobs. I know who the guys was. It was Rick and Suds.
That's right.
But something like that.
Wasn't it a Neil guy? A guy named Neil?
No, you know, that guy we didn't have problems with. Really? That guy?
Neil Rogers.
I don't think we had a problem with him.
No. We might have.
No, the problem was the afternoon guys.
Rick and Suds?
Or Rick and Toto? Really?
Who the hell Suds?
I mean, I really don't.
Dingo and the baby.
I think the guy Neil Rogers was just the standard... Those guys suck. I don't even think he was on our station, was he?
I don't remember.
Like that is our station?
But I know it was a very interesting, because it was right at the beginning of our syndication.
What was the afternoon guys that were really hot to trot for us?
Really? Okay.
Really after us. Although, who knows?
Right.
And the other guy may have as well.
Well, I certainly hope we have a better run in Miami.
I don't know. I remember calling him a fag one time, and it's not a big deal because he's like out of the closet gay.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we did fight with him, too.
Oh, really?
Who knows?
We fought with, and what's your name?
Randy Rhodes?
Yeah, Randy Rhodes.
Randy Rhodes. How you doing, honey?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, how's that Air America deal going?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when we say fight, really, nothing will ever match the fight that we had with Opie and Anthony. This other stuff, these other things like this Rick and Toot or whatever, and Randy Rhodes, you know that?
Right.
That's like Mike Tyson going out and sparring against women.
They were pranks, really.
Yeah. It was just interesting.
There really was nothing to it. But we'll give the guy a call in a second, do a little impromptu Ask the Manager.
Sure. Oh, we always enjoy that.
See what he thinks. And also, you'll be glad to know I've just been handed, Mike, this guy sent three freaking ages of liners and productions. Oh,
this is the Miami guy?
Too much.
Yeah. My God.
You can't do all that.
No. He wants us to say all of this.
No.
God, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we'll be off by the end of the show.
Hold on.
We'll be off next week.
That long.
Hold on. So what's so cool about satellite radio? Or even FM radio? Hey, it's cool to listen to AM radio. Only because of Mantalk 640. That's because you got Mantow every morning. Jim Rome at noon, and us, Don and Mike over at IL3. More of Van Cal's Morning Madhouse coming right up for you.
I like that, but you ought to puke it up a little bit more.
A little more? The other one, I got another one, Mike.
Okay, lay it on me.
You know, before the station was a Bad Talk 640, we used to play music for old people. Clip of song.
Huh?
But the day our show came on, they all had heart attacks. So we're not worried about them anymore. Listen for the Don and Mike show today at 3. At 3. On Bad Talk 640.
Man Talk. Ah, yes. We're going to have a good run on Man Talk.
God.
Man Talk.
I know we do. These are just idiotic liners. There is no way we... I mean, I certainly don't mind saying it's the Don and Mike show on South Florida's Man Talk 640. Right? Run that into the goddamn ground.
Amen.
But, you know, when you start writing, you know, and it actually says this, hey, what's so cool about satellite radio?
Yeah.
Or even FM radio?
I don't think that's going to work.
Please. Let me see, what is this? Oh, and then the important, it's called Boca Raton. That's a long O in Raton.
Boca Raton.
Manton.
I thought it was Boca Raton. Long O. So. Oh, Boca Raton.
Mantalk, I just said it wrong. Mantalk 640 is WMEN. How do you say it again?
Boca Raton.
Right.
Oh, is that where we're based out of Boca?
Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, and English-speaking Miami. That's what the guy wrote down.
Oh, really? Oh, good.
Hey, good. I hope you position the station as such.
Very good.
No foreigners allowed. God. The only place where we don't want the women. Here and in the men's room.
Oh, wow.
Man Talk 640.
Oh, dear. I hope they're rolling tape on this.
Hold on. I believe that hold on. These are not... These are more dumb liners. I'm sorry. I thought I was reading, like, hints.
Oh, no.
No, these are liners.
You've been helping.
Oh, Jesus.
He's recording these right now.
Well, don't run them. They suck. Jesus Christ.
Are there any more gems?
A shout out to Tom Likas. Hey, he's a big, tired old tub of lard. He's coming up here at 7 on Mad Talk 640.
He follows us in a lot of stations.
He does.
Of course he does.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't feel comfortable reading that. I really don't.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim Rome. I'll do that one. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Don't forget.
How are you?
Jim Rome, every day at noon.
You got to talk into the microphone.
Are the rest of the schmucks doing this for us? I really don't think so.
You never know.
I really don't think so.
A good question for
But me. That's a very good thing to have with our very first conversation with the operation.
All right, well, we'll find out when we come back.
Good.
Okay, come back from this exciting...
Sam, you know, or get ready to win over another friend.
Right. Come on, now listen, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger, turn that frown upside down. Remember, your euphoria just 90 minutes ago.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. That's my guy.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
Until you started reading those things.
That's my Monday, Mike.
My God, man
That's
talk.
Sleep deprived, Mike. That's it. Hey! H-E-Y exclamation point. Hey! Listen to our show every day! Exclamation point.
Well, that's normal.
I know, I'm just...
Does it have anything after that on...
On South
Florida. Man Talk 640?
Yeah, on South Florida's Man Talk 640.
Roll tape. In 3, 2, 1.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger with another California report. When I came into office, I made a promise to the people that I will make government spend more money than we have and raise property taxes. It isn't enough spending unless it is overspending. I want to thank all of you for everything that you've done to bring California bankruptcy. And now it's the time for the legislators to do what is best for California. Rack up billions of dollars in new debt. Thank you for listening.
Paid for by...
Governator for governor.
He endorsed that.
I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. I approve that message.
This is Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger with another California report.
All right.
When I came into office, I made a promise to the people that I will make government spend more money than we have and raise property taxes. It isn't enough spending unless it is overspending. I want to thank all of you for everything that you've done to bring California bankruptcy. Now it's the time for the legislators to do what is best for California. Rack up billions of dollars in new debt. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Did we hear both of them? Was there a sex offender one, too? Well, Robbie?
I think there's another one on the desk. About sex offenders, yeah?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Richard, my name is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Richard, I approve that message.
Richard Walker.
Using their words to thin the herd. The Don and Mike Show.
I apologize. We played the same one twice. Here's the other one.
Hi, this is Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger with another California report.
Right.
This week, I want to talk to you about sex crimes.
This week.
But I am a convicted sex offender. I joined with sexual predators, teaching them to lure children into sex crimes. I'm tipping the scale of justice in favor of the violators, not the victims, period. Thank you very much for listening.
I love the out of context, period. Not, yeah, the tone might sound a little odd.
Not out of context.
Very strange.
So it says.
Hi.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing? Hey, Mrs. Irwin. Can we get the crock hunter on board, huh?
Oh, no.
What? Oh my God.
I don't watch the World Series a lot.
Yes.
I don't watch baseball a lot.
Right.
Two things last night. First of all, I don't know why the NFL refuses to put a game on against the first game of the World Series. It could have been a dog game for all I care. I wanted something else. But there was nothing else on, so I watched the World Series. Nothing, there was no athletic event.
We just want to watch the World Series.
Oh, and there's Jews at my table.
There's Jews at my table.
All right, so I know you've heard that that commercial with the John Mellencamp, the one about This Is Our Country,
right.
That song. That and I don't know how they get away with it if they pay money like to the estate of Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy, but it's a commercial that weaves in all of these events that have happened over our lives, and it's John Mellencamp's new record.
It's kind of black and white, isn't it? The video is...
Yeah, well, and it's got like Vietnam area... Yeah. Era of video and Nixon getting off the airplane,
right.
Off the helicopter.
Getting on the helicopter, resigning.
Yeah,
right.
Correct. Everything like that. And then, like, shots of Katrina victims.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a whole thing, it's supposed to inspire you to be an American and buy American. Mm-hmm. All right, so it's a record that's out, it's a song that's out that radio stations are playing. And they're using it in the commercial as well. It's a tie-in. I understand that. But it's not like, for instance, Like a Rock by Bob Seger, mm-hmm. which is a song that most everybody liked until they turned it into that goddamn commercial.
For Chevrolet.
And now every time you hear it, you go, I hate...
Like a Rock!
I hate Bob Seger. Well, last night, before the national anthem,
mm-hmm.
they brought out John Mellencamp and his acoustic band to sing...
Like four or five pieces.
To sing this song at the baseball game. And... I noticed that around the crowd, they would have the occasional shot of the guy, like, lip-syncing or mouthing the words along with, like, this is America. And I thought, well, now, he's not even hot enough in this record. This song is not even hot enough that it merits him being a celebrity. He's not even, he's not Rascal Flatts.
Right.
He's not Clay Aiken. He's John freaking Mellencamp.
Right.
And then it crystallized at the end... When he got that on the song, and the guy on Fox says, stirring performance by John Mellencamp, stirring, we'll be right back. And then the gigantic, big-ass Chevy logo comes out of the screen.
Right.
And it is a weird mixing and going over the line where...
As far as, because it's a commercial enterprise, making it sound like he was just getting up and singing a song about America.
Yeah.
And it was an advertiser tie-in, which is exactly what it was.
And it's another commercial that, like, wants to tug on your heartstrings.
Right.
To buy American, to guilt you into buying American.
Right.
Rather than say we have a better car. And the thing that I really felt gypped about most was that they presented it like, and now, you know.
To honor America, they presented it like it was the national
patriotic entertainment.
Yes, and it was just a goddamn commercial.
Mm-hmm.
So, screw that.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I had to ask you about.
Yes.
Did you watch the beginning of the World Series?
I watched the beginning of it, yes.
Okay, did you watch first inning?
Yes, I did.
Did you see that goo that that guy for the Tigers had on his hands?
No, I did not. I must have been not paying attention to that.
Okay. In the first,
you mean Kenny Rogers?
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers. It's a funny name for a pitcher, right?
Not the one with the facelift.
Pick a fine time to leave me, Lucille.
Now listen to this, Mike.
Jim Leyland's my manager.
I don't follow baseball, but I know what pine tar is.
Yes.
They show this guy in the close-up. He's doing this. He's blowing into his hands.
And he's got goo?
It's cold in Detroit.
Right.
They show he has a big... The only way to describe it is, you ever been to a doctor's office and had surgery, and they put, like, you end up with that big off-yellow splotch...
Right.
Where they put...
From iodine, I think.
Whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's the stuff they use as the disinfectant for when they're cutting around the area.
Betadine.
Right. Mm-hmm. We'll figure it out. Right.
Regardless, whatever it is...
So it's discolored on his hand.
Yes, and he's rubbing the ball up against it, and incidentally, he's just throwing...
Oh, and he pitched, what, a two-hitter or something like that?
He's throwing bullets. Now,
I mean, he was on fire.
This is on Fox in high
def. He was on fire.
It's on Fox in high def. So
right.
They're doing close-ups of this guy's hand.
All right.
And
so you're saying he's doctoring the baseball. They have irrefutable evidence that he's doctoring. Why did I miss that?
They come back.
Were they showing it a lot?
Yeah. And they come back in the second inning, and all of a sudden they notice it's not on his hand anymore.
Oh. Okay, so Kenny Rogers is not exactly a power pitcher either. Somebody
right.
had a word. He's somebody that can use that breaking ball.
What they did was they went back and showed how in previous games, I guess the guy's been on fire the last like three or four outings.
Yeah, it's been incredible.
They have shots on Fox of this guy every single game. He's got the same spot on his hand.
He's got the yellow.
Now,
are they alluding to the fact that it's pine tar?
They don't know what it is. Now, here's the thing. The baseball player, Kenny Rogers, he says it's dirt.
Right.
He said he just had dirt on his hand.
Yellow dirt. But he's had that same yellow dirt for all the games.
Yeah.
Season long. He's the same guy that pushed the camera, too.
Yes, he is.
He had that big controversy where he shoved the cameraman.
What I don't get, the question I have for you, Mike, is I'm not a baseball fan like you are. I like football. I don't like baseball.
Right.
Seemed to me the guy's cheating. It's on TV. They're saying
you can't put anything on the baseball.
They're saying it on TV. Look at this guy.
But I mean, if that's the case, they would have a. Here's what I think about it.
But Tony La Russa didn't go out to challenge it.
Well, the thing is, if Tony La Russa didn't go out to challenge it, then it wasn't challengeable. Because if they had booked on the guy,
the
said he doctored the baseball, he would have been challenged a million times.
But he lied after the game, because I watched the post game.
I did not watch the post game.
I watched the post game. Mm-hmm. They say, first off, they got the head of umpires.
Right.
Comes out and says, at the end of the inning, the home plate umpire asked him to hold out his hand, asked him to go wash his hand, and come out the next inning with nothing on his hand.
Right.
They talk to the pitcher. They say to the pitcher, did anybody say anything to you about anything on your hand? He says, absolutely not. Huh. Nobody said anything to me.
So he, when they in fact did say something to him.
Right.
Said, wash out whatever's on your hand, whether it's wash it off.
So I thought, you know.
So when did they ask him to wash it off?
Apparently at the end of the first.
Okay, so they, wow.
At the end of the first.
We still pitched a great game after that, too. It's illegal. I mean, it's illegal, but I mean, it's also standard. You know this.
Right, I know.
You were a baseball fan long enough. You know that's standard practice.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
I mean, in the old days, it used to be horrible.
But I'm telling you, this guy had, it almost looked like he had a skin disease on his hand. The splotch that was so gigantic.
Like it sounds to me, what you're describing is rosin. That's what it sounds like. They have a rosin bag, but it's not, I mean, something that would discolor your hand.
But my,
you know, they throw that rosin bag but pine tar is the same stuff. It's that same yellowy stuff that they use.
And yellowish.
I mean, you've got this crap all over the dugout. You've got this stuff in baseball. You've got it all the time. But I would say that if it was something that, what amazes me is I would think that if that was the book on the guy, somebody, certainly at this stage of the game, somebody would have challenged him on it.
And somebody should tell Tony La Russa, you know, that they wrote a song a long time ago that I hated playing. I wear my sunglasses. Take off your goddamn sunglasses and get rid of your mullet.
He's Tony La Russa, man.
No, he's Tony La Russa.
Got a great postseason record, baby. He's doing great. But it looks like we got a real...
Why'd that light just go out of the door?
Ball game.
Yeah, never mind John Mellencamp.
Remember, we had this about 7 months ago when Major League Baseball came
swing,
out.
Swing, better, better, swing, better, better, swing, better, better, swing.
They wanted this POS to be like their official baseball.
They still form. Use it in a lot of ballparks.
Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah.
Do they?
Shut up!
He's mentally retarded.
Stop it, Jesus.
You're a goddamn genius!
Only about 4 or 5 months till spring training, Don.
Thing just sucks.
Very, very excited about that. And I'd like to say right now.
110 days till the Super Bowl, Mike.
The Red Sox will win the World Series next year. No, I don't mean that.
Earliest ever.
No, I am not. No, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Disregard that. I was saying that for comedic effect. That's it.
Red Sox will beat the Redskins.
Red Sox are feeling like the Redskins this year.
The Packers will go.
4-12 this year.
You heard it here. As long as you're making bold predictions about our favorite teams.
You know, I only get really excited about the Washington Redskins when they're really, really, really underdogs. And, I just sympathize for the fans of the Redskins because that is one miserable exercise rooting for that football team.
You know what?
It is a drag of drag.
Why sympathize with the Redskins? Those guys are making more money than Jesus.
No, but I mean, I know. I'm talking about the fans. I mean, watching that team, watching that crap performance, watching them come back, you know, be well into the football game and come out after the halftime and just be just flat.
You know another thing
sucks.
That pisses me off when I watch a game that I'm emotionally invested in?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Packers would be first, but the Redskins, because we live in D.C.
Well, and I was into the Redskins because everybody said the Redskins wouldn't get the crap kicked out of them, and that's why I was totally into them winning the game.
And then I've got all the other games that I watch because of my fantasy guys. Here's the deal. What I don't like is when the Redskins are getting their asses handed to them.
Right.
The Patriots, the Colts are, like, anytime they want, they're scoring. It's obvious that the Redskins have lost the game.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to the sidelines, and you've got the guy sitting on the bench laughing it up.
Right at the very end of the game, I saw that.
It's like, hey, how you doing, my man?
I forgot who that was.
It was like everybody on the Redskins bench.
I know this is blasphemy in Washington, D.C., but a couple of the moves on that team, you know, it comes from the top down, and it just...
Mike?
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day.
Yeah.
Mention for the skin slowly faded away.
And doesn't Joe Gibbs look like he's constipated all the time?
He's coming back.
Looks a little like you might not know what's going on.
I hate to say it. Are you saying Alzheimer's?
No, I'm not.
Joe Gibbs.
Not that bad.
We love your legacy.
Joe Gibbs.
Welcome
you can't
back.
Control your bowels. Joe Gibbs. I'm sorry, that's all I could come up with.
You're
not
bad.
Like
you.
Those guys, it just seemed like nobody's in control.
Well, no.
It was a bummer. I mean, I was really... Because everybody was saying, hey, there's not a chance. There's no way. Indianapolis has the bye week.
Some great freaking games yesterday. Jesus Christ.
Somebody almost did the old record thing with the... Does Dempsey still... We were talking about that.
Does Dempsey still
have the record?
It's shared with Jason Elam of the Denver Broncos.
I had no idea when we were talking about
this
that.
This schmuck for Tampa Bay lines up for a 62-yard field goal.
62 yards!
Would have been good from 65.
Right.
Fills the Eagles. The Chargers got beat by Kansas City yesterday. My God, a bunch of great games yesterday. The Pittsburgh game, overtime game.
That's when they were all the guys on TV were watching.
What was that? What was your take on those games, Buzz?
There were games yesterday. It was the fall jubilee at the Burbank House.
Hey, serious?
Yes.
Are you still thinking about trading Peyton Manning?
Yeah, not so much after yesterday. I'll have to talk to my manager, who's on his way back from Siberia.
Gross.
Where is your manager? Why is your manager so? You always say that. You always say your manager's never available.
Hasselbeck is out. I am desperate. What do you need? You wanted a top level receiver, right?
Wide receiver. Yeah, absolutely.
Ever heard of Torrey Big Game Holt?
Yes, I have.
Hey, what, Mike?
I'm not saying nothing.
What, you make deals all the time? I'm not allowed to make deals.
Am I not allowed? This sounds like a Shakespearean play now. Am I not allowed to comment on those proposed deals?
Ralphie boy.
Ralphie, I can't go bowling with you, Ralphie boy.
Norton, I want to go bowling.
No, it would seem to me, and I'm just throwing this out here, that, you know, a Peyton Manning for any receiver
you'd have to maybe throw something else in there to sweeten the pot a little bit.
Oh, he'd have to give me something else besides.
No, I don't think so.
For Tory, big game holder.
Master negotiator.
Only the most reliable receiver in the goddamn National Football League.
Was he injured?
Week in and week out, Tory Holt. Are you kidding? He's got the strength of 10 men.
Oh, speaking of injured, did you see Clinton Portis get it yesterday? Did you see him? Everybody thought it was a groin pull.
Oh, no, yes.
It was not a groin pull.
It was bam. Right in the ball.
Oh, my God.
Boom.
That's going to leave a mark.
Right in the nutsack.
That had to hurt. So who will you be throwing in to sweeten the deal for Buzz with Tory Holt?
Mike, when you are as deep at wide receiver.
And you're deep at running back, aren't you?
As I am. Yes, I could offer a variety of players to make this happen.
Well, let me.
But I'm operating under a very small window.
I understand. Now, where is your general manager? You said Siberia. You were joking. Where is he really? Is he available?
I'm not joking.
He's actually coming back
in Siberia. Well, but he has email, so I'll.
Buzz's general manager is a CIA agent.
All right, Buzz.
Let me know.
We'll have our fantasy football update for you tomorrow.
Yes.
After the Monday night game, we'll figure out what's going on.
Don't worry. Buzz will do all communication through Siberian email.
He's bringing it in through Alaska on the Absinthe Railroad.
What could go wrong?
All right, let's just real quick.
St. Bernard's Net.
Is this a cell or the main number? Ron?
I think that rings direct to him. I think that's his desk phone.
Who are we calling? What's his name?
Paulie? Is it Ken Paulie?
Ken Paulie. Any relation to Jane?
No, it's spelled like St. Paulie girl.
Oh.
With an I.
It's like Paulie.
P-A-U-L-I?
Yeah.
Like Paulie Walnuts. He's the operations manager of WMEN.
Why, Jimmy?
Hello?
What's going on in the background there?
Is this Ken?
Ken?
It's the party.
The party celebrating our arrival?
Absolutely.
Hello,
absolutely.
Hi, Ken.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
Tell me about you.
Tell you about me. Well, why don't I tell you first a little bit about this wonderful radio station that you are finally on. Man Talk 640, it's brand new today. You have no idea how many bad voicemails I've gotten from people saying, you got rid of the old music.
You betcha.
That's right. I'm not going to listen anymore. Oh, well. That's the way it goes.
Boring.
Very boring. Very boring. But you guys have just livened everything up.
Yep.
I mean, how many talk shows talk about women with legs that you can take off? Correct?
Don't mess with me. I'm smart.
He doesn't know what we're doing.
So we're all set to go. I mean, we're just having a great time listening to you guys and, you know.
Do you like it? Hey, give a little stutter step.
You still there?
Do you like it?
Hello?
Hello? Where is he?
You know,
can he hear it?
Maybe someone has just hipped him. No, he can hear it.
Yeah, he can hear it.
Someone has just hipped him to the fact of what we're doing.
That we're playing tapes?
I think so.
And then
he just hung up.
Oh, goodbye then.
That was terrific at the beginning.
It so often is.
I know.
Thank you, Buzz. That was one manager talking to another.
That was the guy in Miami talking to the guy in D.C.
That was perfect.
All right,
it's one of the best interviews we've ever done with one of those guys.
Really great. Because obviously somebody hipped him to it. So
yes.
He just hangs up.
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, that's how they're making fun of me.
Man, the hell of that. Yeah.
Rock on, baby.
Right.
Hello. Look at my beard. Do you like it?
Yeah, right. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
T-Rob.
Speedwagon. Oh, look out!
I hate you. I hate your big, fat, bald head. Ass.
Ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, hello, what do you know? How are things going for you?
Hi.
We've got the happiness habit, and we want you happy too.
Super.
Summer, winter, autumn, spring, morning, noon, and night. Yeah. Something this cheerful, earful, get the newest music faster. Don and Mike Scooby.
Wow.
Hi,
that was like an acid trip.
Here we go. How about another one?
The Don and Mike Show. Let's go. It's the dawn of rock and roll. Let's go.
I love the shouts. Let's go!
Don and Mike.
The Gravity Free Jubilee?
I don't know. The other one's the good one, I think, because at least it ends with Don and Mike. Although it says Scooby-Doo afterwards.
Scooby-Doo?
Don and Mike.
Right,
Scooby. Hello, what do you know? Hello. Everything's going for you.
Everything's going.
We've got the happiness habit, and we want you happy too.
Right.
Summer, winter, autumn, spring, morning, noon, and night.
Shut up!
Keep this cheerful, earful, get the newest music faster.
Let's rock.
Why does it have Scooby-Doo there?
Hello!
Hi, Scoob.
How about Bob Barker?
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Joe.
I'm on the second bear.
Hey, stop it now.
Joe's supposed to be securing us a picture of Kenny Rogers' hand right now.
Oh, really?
Huh? And there you go, Mike. I'll play this music. Look at the picture.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That is pine tar.
Thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Suck on that, losers.
Wow.
Number one among simpletons and halfwits, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
He's mentally retarded.
You're the biggest baseball fan I know.
There's only one other thing it could be other than my car.
Oh, dear.
Oh. You know, it was a big game. It's the World Series national spotlight.
That would also.
Might have the collie wobbles.
Put a little something on that. Put a little something on that curveball.
Hey, all you need is just a little substance.
So,
doesn't matter what it is.
We found the picture of the spot on Kenny Rogers' hand on ESPN.com.
Oh, good.
So you agree it's pine tar?
It sure looks like it. I mean, I don't think it could be anything else.
Thank you.
But, man, that's just amazing he must have gotten away with it for years.
Thank you, Mike. Don't forget, you got to write your blog about your diet for Wednesday.
Yeah, I got to talk to Johnny about that. Exactly figure out how I do that.
Here's all you do. You just write your thoughts down
yes.
and email them to John.
That's it.
That's all you got to do.
Well, that's easy. I might even do it tomorrow morning.
Do it on our website, Don and Mike website.
And I can talk about anything, right?
Yep. Your forum. Although you had indicated that at least part of it would be about your ongoing weight loss.
No, I actually changed it now. I'm going to discuss my personal relationship with Christ.
Mike, we don't have the bandwidth for that.
Oh, but it would only be 8 or 9 pages.
We don't have the bandwidth. For you and the J-Man.
Well, I actually, it's going to be my personal relationship with Christ, yeah. The magic of ham, or tips for the garden.
Oh,
Mike's tips for the garden.
Well, I got a new blog up there today.
How to make your perennials sing.
That really has a lot of nothing but a message for Rupert again.
Yes.
From the website and some other stuff. So look for Mike's blog as well.
Right.
And then Buzz?
Yes.
Guess what?
The week after?
It's weed time.
All right.
It's time to write about weed.
Ooh.
Or whatever else you want to write about.
All right.
You know, before we talk about the next thing, I called my accountant. This is how stupid. We're talking about TV here for a second.
Uh-huh.
I'll just tell you first. The MPAA, the Motion Picture Association of America.
Right.
The old farts that decide the Oscar,
yes.
The Oscar awards.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I don't think he's there anymore. I think he retired.
No.
Yes.
Excellent.
Dan Glickman.
Anyway, this just pisses me off. They are teaming up with the Boy Scouts, and they are
making, and Congressman Mark Foley.
They are making a merit badge available to Boy Scouts
for cinema
to Weeblos. No, it's a respecting. Copyrights badge. If you go through a Boy Scout course and you learn that it's not right to download registered copyrighted material.
Oh, what a load.
Especially movies.
Oh, Boy Scout.
Now you can get a badge to put on your Boy Scout uniform.
Why does that fall into the category of brainwashing to me?
That just sucks on ice.
I mean, that's just nasty. Nasty, like they don't have enough money.
Right.
Come on.
What are you looking for? Badges. Badges, right.
We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Were you in, I forgot, you were in scouting, weren't you?
Yes,
weren't you a Weeblo?
I was a Weeblo and my...
So you never got to the Boy Scout level?
No, I lost all interest like my son did. Mm-hmm. My son was, Bart was in the Cub Scouts and I was so into it, past the Weeblos that
right.
we actually won the Pinewood Derby that one year.
When your son was in it?
Yeah,
right.
When my son did.
Were you in it?
You were an Eagle Scout, right?
I was the biggest hippie of everybody.
Now, I think I was, really. If you went and looked at me when we were all, say, 15, I'd be the biggest hippie there.
They just approached Maybe. Julia for the first
Hold
time.
Hold on. Well, define hippie.
Just my look. My look and the fact that I was non-Boy Scout.
Least conformist of the Boy Scouts.
I had long hair when I was 15.
Really?
When I was 15, I was already in radio. I was getting a
Yeah, well, see, that's why you were probably a little more conservative than I was, I would think. Maybe, you know, even though you were in radio.
I had
that you were in the business class. You were in the marketplace.
I had the long David Cassidy hair, though.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I mean, I think I was, like, you know, just the music I was listening to, the people I hung out with, it was...
you didn't do any of the stuff, though,
No,
did
I didn't.
You?
No, I didn't. I really didn't.
Oh, that's why it doesn't count.
He's like, yeah, thank
but
you.
But I know, now hold on a second, I was not a poser. I was responsible for that because it was my neighborhood. That's where I lived. It's where it was the kids in my neighborhood. It was not like I was trying to hang out with the cool kids.
The ghettos of Connecticut.
Hey, I picked tobacco, man.
Okay. And they did something homoerotic to you after you picked tobacco. Isn't that right?
They gave me a wedgie and hung me from a tree.
There you go.
Yeah, in my underwear.
But you got a badge for that.
I got a big badge for it. The red badge of courage.
All right. So that Boy Scout thing, that pissed me off.
Yeah, somehow it makes me mad, too. Yeah. It's just, you know, like they're picking on the kids just so they won't duplicate things.
Is scouting good? Should I get the kids in scouting? Because they're starting to hit us up for that now.
Yeah, let them do it until they're tired of it.
Okay.
You know, if nothing else, it's a way to get them the frig out of the house.
My old man, God rest his soul, thought it was the biggest crock in the history of mankind. Yeah,
no,
he didn't dig it. He didn't dig it at all.
I like it. I like the uniforms and... Also, I like the hot man on boy action.
I believe he's giving you his recommendations.
That's what I enjoy the most.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, your kids are too little for scouting.
Not for Julia. She's B6 at Christmas.
What do they call blue? You want her to be a bluebird or something?
No, you want her to be a brownie so all the little boys can make the joke.
That has nothing to do with baked goods, I found out.
About eating brownies. Who wants to eat my brownie?
Oh, leader for a while.
You were a scout leader?
Yeah, briefly, yeah, a couple of
You years. Were a scout? Those are the real bad guys, aren't those? Yes.
Excuse me.
Those are like Catholic priests.
Can't touch your...
They were Eagle Scouts, so I think at the time I was like 20 years old, maybe, and they were 17, 18.
You know, I love you, Buzz. You learn something every day. Yeah. You were a scout leader.
Yeah.
What motivated you?
A radio station scout troop, and I was their advisor for a year. I think a couple of years running.
Jesus Christ, Buzz.
Here's the merit badge.
All right, now, who's finished there making their homemade bong? Very exciting.
No, we didn't do that. Strictly radio.
Radio. I just think, I don't know. You know, I know there are people that it's done a lot of good for. I know there are a lot of people that have benefited from some of the programs there, but it just makes, you know, I was in a 7-Eleven out where I live over the weekend, like maybe 3-4 weekends ago, and they all came in, and the kids are, you know, cool. They're wearing the uniforms right. and stuff, and they're Boy Scouts. They're not Weeblos, they're not Cub Scouts.
So
the leader comes in with his shorts.
Short pants.
And he looks, I mean, it is absolute, maybe it's because of society and the way we've been conditioned, but this guy, I couldn't stop staring at him because he looked like...
They all look like the guy in Curious George, don't they? The guy that walked around in Curious George with the big Smokey the Bear hat.
What was the show? Was it was David Spade's show Just Shoot Me?
Yes.
Where they had a general manager on that show?
Right.
The guy looked like the general manager from... No, Just Shoot Me was... That was George Siegel.
George Siegel.
There was another show that was just
News Radio.
Ah, yeah. And it was like the GM on News Radio. Only he was wearing shorts, and it was. I couldn't help but look at this guy and say, "Hey, there they are, off to go camping in the woods."
Whenever I see a grown up dressed like that, I just think of Miss Hathaway from the Beverly Hills.
Goodbye, Rob. Goodbye, Rob. Here you go. Microphone off for you, Rob. Okay. Yeah, well, bye-bye. Bye. Talk to you later, Rob.
Hello.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Bye-bye. Oh, I know what I was going to mention to you, Mike, that I did, as a matter of fact, the Boy Scout thing, during the break, I was looking at that and thought, oh, that sucks. That involves TV and movies and that.
Copyright. And big-time money, too.
Yeah. About TV and movies. So I picked up the phone and I called my brother-in-law, who is my accountant.
Okay.
And you got to know, this is maybe the dumbest call he's ever gotten from me.
I'd say if he pulled these numbers, then I have infinite respect for him.
He is going to run my bills tonight. I called him up during a break. Now, I trust this guy implicitly. He's my brother-in-law. Uh-huh. I mean, he was our accountant when Frieda was still alive.
Right.
And now he helps me out with my bills. So he's in the middle of doing 8,000 things, and I call him up, and I go, hey, it's me. I got a quick question for you. He's like, yeah. I said, could you real fast look up my DirecTV bill and tell me, and I'm not kidding about this, how much I spend on porn every month and how much I spend on pay-per-views and how much I spend on Sunday ticket and on the NBA ticket? And he goes, all of this is cleared through the tax office. I said, no, I don't care about that. I said, they got a new thing. And for $7,000 a year.
Right. $7,500.
Well, I told him
$7,000.
Because you really want it.
I said, for $7,000 a year, you get every channel. And they were just like silent for a second. He said, I can't really be sure, but I would say off the top of my head, you're not paying anywhere near
$7,000.
He said, I think your average bill is maybe in a very high traffic month, which is his nice way of saying
when you're doing a lot
really
of.
And then I sat and really worked it.
He said, maybe $200.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's not. It's not worth it. So if it's $200 times it's
$2,400.
$7,500.
It's a complete ripoff.
But, so, he's saying to me on the telephone, but listen, you're a grown man, you make your own decisions. I said, I just want to weigh this. I said, you know, you do get every pay-per-view.
Every channel. Channels you don't
you
normally
get
want.
Every single channel. Mm-hmm.
You get all the boxing matches.
I don't watch the boxing, though. No.
You would.
You would now. I probably
See,
would.
You know really what it is more than anything.
It's the porn.
You do something that we all do now, only you do it every day. Probably like you would surf the regular television. You know, you're not always going to make the purchase when you're surfing every day, but you would surf every day. That's really where, and that's got to be what they're selling this to.
Mm-hmm. You'd go to the porno every day.
Yeah.
Because there would be six channels of porno on.
And you'd just flip through them just out of curiosity.
All the time. Is that worth $7,000 a year? Unlimited porn on six channels.
Absolutely not.
Liar.
God.
You said earlier that they priced it too high. But the very fact that we're still thinking about it means they priced it just right.
Right. Okay, real fast. Sorry about that. We're a little behind now. Let me see. Tomorrow we will have to discuss Heather Mills. She says that she has audio and videotape that Paul McCartney beat her up.
Whoa.
She also says that she has proof that Paul beat up Linda.
Mm. Oh, man, this is getting unbelievably evil.
Mike, you know who's the pole smoker? Is Doogie Howser. He's coming out of the closet.
Oh,
now.
Really?
Yeah, shocking.
Had no idea. Well, he's on a pretty decent show now, right? I mean, a hit show as
how
a womanizer.
You didn't, how I Met Your Mother.
You didn't know that he was a hot dog smuggler?
I had no idea. Had no idea. I never really gave it much thought, actually.
Oh, I dissected him when he was on...
when he was playing the young doctor.
On Boogie Howser, M.D.
For hours.
Absolutely.
He was no stretch.
He was straight in Starship
So to speak.
And yes, he absolutely straight in Starship Troopers.
And his leather coat?
We got one more press release.
Absolutely
today.
Non-credible in Starship Troopers.
Yeah,
he was ridiculous.
No kidding.
Movie.
He's like Doogie Howser. He's supposed to be the George S. Patton of the 21st century.
It was absurd.
There's 60-foot insects, and we're having a hard time believing that he's in charge.
Hey, shut up, you!
But you know what? Hey, it didn't matter. Doogie Howser did not ruin the nudity that was in Starship Troopers.
That's true.
Men and women in the future, when we're battling gigantic robotic ants, shower together because we're so evolved
yes.
that we can now have sex without, you know, Like,
now we can walk into the showers without getting embarrassed.
Without having sex.
Right, right.
Nudity without sex.
Right. Like that would work.
But not vice versa.
All I know is it was a turn on watching that.
Yeah.
One last thing. And then we got to open up the phones for gals. We're going to give away, trying to give away a bunch of $100 bills here. I asked Rob to follow up on this. We got a press release today from Las Vegas. We have not heard from either party yet. However, Mike Tyson has sent out PR saying that, yes, once again, we keep getting this thing, he wants to fight with
him. Wow.
At whatever hotel in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, blah, blah, blah. It's fun. Man. He's had no takers yet. But he has challenged somebody, and according to Mike Tyson, this person has agreed to box him. It's Tom Jones.
Whoa.
Tom Jones.
Awesome, isn't it?
The singer Tom Jones.
Wow.
I don't believe it. What's in it for Tom Jones? He's still getting it done.
Well, he'll probably sell the tickets for $7,500.
Yeah, probably.
Man, that is... Yeah, what the... Well, Tom Jones is...
Tom Jones still sell out all the shows that he does out there?
Tom Jones is 66. Mike Tyson is 40. Mike Tyson says the fight will happen before the end of the year in Las Vegas.
Wow.
Rob did try to call both parties today.
Right.
And could get... Well, you know, he has trouble getting 411 on the phone.
Right.
But is not able to get anything from either party.
You know, he would kill Tom Jones.
Still, yeah.
He'd kill Tom Jones, yeah.
Right.
Of course he would.
So why would Tom Jones do it?
I think Tom Jones might have boxed in his younger days. He's a large Welshman.
He's tall, though, right?
Yeah, I think he is tall.
And stocky.
But he's 66 years old.
But strong.
So, yeah, so strong. Mike Tyson.
But I'd also watch the pay-per-view.
I would, too. Sure. And you'd get it for free if you had the titanium pack.
That's right. 7,000.
You know, they ought to give us all that with all this promotion.
Yeah.
They're
getting. Oh, God damn. We've been through this for years with DirecTV.
Well, seriously. They've never done anything for us.
No, they haven't. Well, they've done a couple things for me, but let's keep
it. But, you know, this is real. This is real, and that's what's making it absolutely incredible for them. Anybody listening to this? I mean, because we've talked about it legitimately. Mm-hmm. That kind of pisses me off, because we're really serious about it.
There's a lot
but anybody listening to this right now would be like, well, I got to check that. I guarantee that.
I guarantee there's more people right now. I can't believe these a-holes are talking about actually spending $7,000 for goddamn TV. What world do these morons live in?
I wouldn't do it. There's no, and you're not going to do it either, are you? You're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. Because what your accountant said.
He's still thinking about it.
He is.
You know.
If he is, and you know, if he gets it, he's going to come.
If you can find
brag about
a rational
you're
way.
Get, you know what? If you do it, I say more power to you.
Yeah.
Because if you do that, I certainly will be the first one that wants to hear about it.
You said do.
I want to hear about it.
Yeah.
And if you start gloating about it.
A lot of money, though, Jason.
We all have lovely, reliable Timexes. And you're thinking about
it. See, now I'm just fantasizing, too, about you. With you calling DirecTV and saying, hey, you should have heard the way we were talking about. You know, we'll let people know whether it's worth it or not.
That's a bad...
Because how many years have you talked about the DirecTV,
like,
and they never give anything?
That will never happen.
That'll never happen.
That will never happen. DirecTV doesn't need us.
They did have it first, though.
Yeah, I had it first because it was the Sunday ticket, right?
Yeah.
That's why. Well, we'll see. 7,000.
He'll have it
to the upward.
He'll have it by 8 a.m. tomorrow.
8 a.m.?
No, 6 a.m. he gets up. He'll have it by...
$7,000? I don't think so.
I'm looking at you. I know you want it. Who wouldn't want it? I mean, it's TV. It's TV. It's the holy grail of television.
Here's my final offer. I really have to get... Every station, including the East and West Coast feeds, for all of the networks, a couple of them of which I am locked out of right now.
I bet you do. I bet you get them. If they have any business savvy at all.
Call DirecTV during the break.
You got it.
A month.
Somebody call DirecTV
call
during the break.
Call DirecTV and tell them what's going on.
I will.
Seriously.
Ask them what you get for $7,000.
Everything you want.
Okay, now, here we go. Ladies.
Oh boy.
This is going to be a week devoted to the breast on the show.
Hello.
It's going to be the week that we have the one boob bigger bonanza contest.
Right.
And of course, it's still breast awareness whatever.
I have no idea.
It is in my house.
You're always aware.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
They'll be home tonight.
What, your wife's dressed?
Yeah.
Wonderful. I'm glad you're going to be greeting them tonight.
Hello, boys.
Hello. Hello, fellas.
Here's the deal. Let's say you're a gal.
Hold on, I wanted to hear that.
What? I've missed you.
What is it you say to your wife's breath?
Hello, boys. I've missed you. Welcome home. Oh, look, you brought her with you. It's my wife. Attached to her breath. All three of you are home. It's gone a long time. Nice
look,
to have you.
You brought her with you.
Come, have a seat.
Oh,
God. Let's all of us get together. Have a hold down. Perhaps a cup of coffee.
You have all heard of the vagina monologue.
Of course.
It's where women get up on stage in New York, and it's gone around the country, mm-hmm. and they sit and they talk, and they talk as if their vaginas are actually speaking.
Right.
We play the breast monologue.
Mm-hmm.
This is just for you ladies, for you chicks. Call in, and we'll give you 60 seconds on the big TikTok clock.
Always a very difficult thing to say. The best breast story wins.
You simply talk as your breasts would. For instance, if we were doing the nut monologues, mine might start out like, "Hi, I'm Don's Nuts. God, it's hot in here. Doesn't this guy know he shouldn't be scratching during the breaks? He should trim his nails."
There you go.
That's what my balls would say.
A good example. Oh, so this isn't the stories about breasts.
It can be. Well, Mike, it can be.
Sure. Or I was one time I was out there in a crowded elevator, and my button burst open, and everyone was staring.
There you go.
Like that.
Huh? Or it could be, as they do on Broadway, you know, if my vagina could talk,
right.
My vagina would say this or would say this.
But all contestants, they have to speak in the first person as the breast. If you want to tell a story.
Yes.
Right.
If you're telling a story or if you're simply acting out the role of your breast.
Amen. Right,
still, you must refer to yourself as a breast.
And totally subjective. We'll be the judge of who's the best.
Yeah, right.
So the breast.
We'll take your calls at 877-365-3636. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock. No time limit on this game, because the first woman, if she's really good, she'll win.
Bingo!
And the prize is $100.
Serious breast money. Nice.
And congratulations, you have won a copy of The Omen, now on DVD. It is the year's most terrifying film, Omen It Today. Get it? Omen It Today?
Hey, very good. I have a 666 on my breast.
Rated R. Are you scared, kids?
Yes.
That's what it says.
$100 and a great movie.
Okay, so call now. Just gals with the breast monologues. You go call DirecTV, will you, please?
Yeah, but we got a break.
You got 7,000 reasons to call. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You may remember me from such nature films as Earwigs, Ooh, and Man vs. Nature, The Road to Victory. In a few days, our eggs will hatch into nestlings like these over here.
They look awfully hungry, Mr. McClure.
They sure are, Billy. In nature, their mother would regurgitate food for them to eat.
That's gross.
It sure is, Billy. It sure is.
The Don and Mike Show.
Like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
They know that the price of success is hard work. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
What's new? What's
happening? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Here he is ready to fight Mike Tyson.
Boxer Tom Jones.
Now, hold on. We have three gals right now standing by for the breast thing.
Good. Very good.
But we're running late on time. We may postpone this. Girls, please stand by. Something very exciting is happening right now.
Yeah, this has been the funniest off-air conversation I've heard in quite some time.
Rob
is truly working as your secretary.
Rob is negotiating with DirecTV on my behalf to see what kind of deal he can work out for their new titanium package.
Wow. How's that going?
He's not getting. He's really not getting anywhere.
He did drop name, though. He dropped Radio Celebrity.
From what I understand, it's
$7,500 a year.
Jesus.
And it includes all the adult channels, all the sports programming, unlimited pay-per-view, in addition to everything else that DirecTV offers. The one thing that we were fuzzy on was whether or not we got the east or west coast of the networks, and that's why we need, I guess we need to resubmit so we can know whether that's
Let's resubmit. What's this resubmit?
Because
your money's green.
I don't know.
He's talking the lingo.
Seeing if Don qualifies.
I mean, just want goddamn high-definition programming on the networks.
I'm telling him he wants it for free. He's a major star.
Or at a sharply reduced fee.
He's a major radio personality.
He really has been on the phone.
I've heard him being your advocate.
It's a good thing he's not our agent, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
We'd be paying them money.
And there's nothing that can be done at a higher level? Is there a supervisor I can speak to?
Time to screw off. Goddamn. Ain't nothing on ABC I want in high definition anyway. I never watched Channel 7. But faggot Grey's Anatomy. Hold on, the NBA finals are on ABC, though. God, I need high def ABC.
Doctors cry, too. Just thinking.
Is there going to be a resolution here, or do we go to the girls?
Okay. Are you talking to a supervisor?
You know, here's the thing.
If you put me on, I'd love to be...
Mike, hold on. No, you can't, because as you heard... He's already given them my goddamn account numbers and everything else.
Oh, rats.
We can't goof around.
I was going to be Phil Hartman. Because you played that Troy McClure, I was going to say, you might know he's a famous radio personality.
Here's the thing. It's $7,000. I don't really want to spend $7,000.
You shouldn't. Listen, we've been talking about it for a whole show.
But we shouldn't
have to spend that money.
I want to find out if it's real or not.
Well, it is real. The package exists. That's what Rob got. Rob, the package does exist, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Listen to me, just serious back, you know. Negotiate.
You've given them $7,000.
The closer.
Thank you.
Okay, Glenn Derry, Glenn Roth.
All done. All set.
You got it.
Always be closing.
Always be closing.
That was counting commercial time. 13 minutes and 28 seconds you were on the phone with DirecTV.
The first error is I shouldn't have called 1-800-DIRECTV. I should have called Titanium Group, which is their own line.
Oh, really?
And I spoke to Tamara at Titanium Group. Thank you for calling Titanium Group.
Yes.
And
You
were immediately denied because of your location. We don't even have to wait for the postcard from the affiliate. It's the same. You can submit every 60 days asking.
What do you mean denied for the $7,000?
No, denied for the network.
Here's the thing.
East and West Coast.
Here's the thing with DirecTV. They've got a deal where you can get ABC, Fox, NBC, and CBS, East and West Coast. Here's
New
why
York
it's
Carolina.
Good.
Right.
Even though you have a DVR or a TiVo, it's nice if you're out and you're having dinner on a Thursday night and you come home at 11 o'clock and you say, oh, look it, my name is Earl is on NBC West in high def, and I can watch it real time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't have to DVR it.
You can't get that.
No.
Denied.
Denied. Now, I do have a waiver that I do get CBS. I get NBC, I get Fox, I don't get ABC.
Ah.
Because what they say is that I should put an antenna on my roof so I can pick up our local POS Channel 7 ABC station.
Hey, I'll bring them.
Unfortunately, I would have to build a tower bigger than the Statue of Liberty.
You can't really get seven.
So, you know, in essence, what I'm saying to DirecTV is like calling their bluff, saying, if you really give every channel for $7,000, which to me is... the more I think about it,
it's a consummate ripoff.
Effing ridiculous. They're not going to give you the West Coast feed so I can watch Regis Philbin at 12 noon instead of 9 o'clock.
I just want to say it's a consummate ripoff, and unless we get it miraculously and can talk about how good it is, and then it's great.
By the way, you don't have to pay it in one lump sum. They're pleased to break it up over payments over the year.
Isn't that nice?
I just kiss my big black ass.
I wonder how they came up with the number.
$7,000.
I think somebody was polled and a study was done because
about the porn.
They did research. How many people would be dumb enough to pay $7,000 a year? Was it? Well, maybe 7,000 people would be dumb enough to pay $7,000 a year.
Isn't it really all about the porn?
I asked them
because if you break it down, I think they might have priced it by if you add up every pay-per-view. Like you, right. Every movie they offer, and you get it one time.
Pay-per-views are $3.99.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay. So you figure every movie they offer for pay-per-view,
so you
add that up over the year, then every special that they have for pay-per-view, and all the you know, the poor networks.
And you get about 120 a month, right?
Yes.
I mean, I'm talking about before pay-per-views and before adults.
Sunday tickets.
Okay, so let me do a little thing.
He's doing some math.
Do the math.
It's going to work you a deal.
No, I'm not going to be able to work you a deal. I even asked him to prorate it so that you know, if you didn't get
what
the
do you
network,
mean prorate it?
Like give it to him for a little less if they didn't include the Sunday ticket or the network.
They wouldn't do that.
They wouldn't do it.
They don't have to do anything.
No,
they're DirecTV. Here's the only reason.
How about getting some more high def channels in general? How about when's that big rollout you've been talking about for 3 years?
Hold on. Now I'm going to come down on DirecTV a little bit.
Okay.
Here's the only reason I have DirecTV, because of the goddamn NFL Sunday ticket.
Right.
Because it's the
which
only
they
place
have. They dominate.
They have an exclusive contract with them. Mm-hmm. You asked when more high-def channels are going to be coming.
Yeah, when?
More high-def channels are coming out in early 2007. Here's the rub.
They've been saying that for a while.
No, this is true. They got the new satellites up.
Yeah, you have to get a new receiver.
Yes, you're going to have to buy new equipment.
Amazing. I've known that since they said that.
I have always been a sea hare away from saying, screw you. I'm going to go to digital cable.
It's just that
the only thing that's keeping me with DirecTV
is the Sunday ticket.
I'm addicted to the football. Because you can get the NBA pass on Comcast or on Cox.
Right.
You can get the baseball. The only place you can get the football is on DirecTV.
How's the naughty programming on digital cable?
I hear it's quite good.
Yeah. I'll tell you something.
Really?
Brad has it.
It's Comcastic, Mike.
Mm-hmm. How you doing, Brad?
I've had it. It's good.
Really?
It's good.
You've had it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got Comcast at the beach.
All right. So they have the same kind of stuff.
So they've got two HD channels.
Okay.
Two HD porn channels.
Really?
Yeah.
Dealing with Round Term saying that the Sunday ticket and the NBA stuff is like $400 a year.
Yeah.
And you pay about $130 a month for the base package.
Right.
You're still paying an additional $14.36 a day, every day.
What do you do in a day? How about a year? What is it a year? The big number.
Okay, by the year it is. Give me a second. Well, don't you want to know per day?
I want you to put your abacus in your back pocket. I want to get the yearly thing.
Wait, Rob, this is like when you go in to buy a car and the guy says to you, you're only paying $8 a day for the car.
$5,240.
You know why he does that? You know why he does that? Because he's got his retail background.
Sales background.
He breaks it down in the positive way to sell it.
So no, I'm not trying to sell it.
But
I'm
the thing is, I know you're not saying, but you break it down to the day. When you break something down to the day, you want to know the yearly because you want bigger number to show the big difference.
Are you telling me that I already spent $5,000 a year for DirecTV?
No. You already spend about $2,260 a year on DirecTV, less your pay-per-views. So what you got to do is you got to think, how much do you spend on pay-per-views?
Well,
do you average more than $15 a day? Then you're getting a deal. If not, you're getting hooked.
You know, you almost sound like a salesperson for DirecTV.
He does, because he can't help it, because it's natural.
I'm getting
it's coming out of his force. This is what he was meant to do.
I'm getting
he was meant to sell you things.
He
should be selling things. He should not be producing a radio
I find
show.
It incredibly...
I know that.
I find it incredibly...
It is natural, Rob. You did that. You didn't even intend to. I don't think you even realize what you're just doing.
It is
you are naturally selling this.
Embarrassing for me that I'm announcing, but I spend over $2,000 a year just on cable TV. Why don't you just say to me, I did the math. It's $5,000 more for you to get every channel.
It is $5,240 a year.
Okay. Then DirecTV, as I said, can kiss my black ass.
That's a good lot of money.
Goodbye. But I'm still your whore.
It's all about the porn.
I'm still your bitch.
And the NFL.
Because no, it's not about the NFL, because the NFL, everybody, I mean, Sunday tickets are very reasonably priced. I mean, not reasonably,
Mike,
but it's a reasonably priced for getting all those things.
It is the only reason I have DirecTV.
Right.
Otherwise, I'd get rid of the freaking dish. I'd go with the cable, because you get everything else.
Maybe you can't get, with baseball, I can't get my Red Sox if I go somewhere else.
Mm.
You see that?
So you could go to Boston,
and it would cost me
$8.94 a day. I don't think baseball has an exclusive deal.
And it comes with an ottoman.
How did I become the villain in that?
You're not a villain. In fact, quite the contrary. You naturally, you did something you could not control just then. And I'm going to explain what it is.
You became the advocate of the sales.
You were doing the numbers and you were running the figures. And even though you were like trying to give us an honest, I don't think you were being dishonest, but you came at it from the perspective of the seller and not the buyer.
Not the consumer.
Because you can't do it any other way.
Correct.
It comes naturally to you, bid with confidence.
Maybe. Maybe you're right.
Maybe you're right.
I know I'm right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hysterical.
Hello.
Hi. We We just bought the HDTV stuff from Digital or DirecTV, and it cost us $300, and then you only get 10 channels.
Yep.
Yeah, and
yeah, welcome to that world.
Guess what? Very soon they're going to make you buy a new box so you can get some new channels.
Yeah, we had to get a new box, and we had to get a new
dish.
Satellite dish.
How's your old box?
I have the old box.
Yeah, I bet.
How is it? You know what I heard after a while? I heard after a while those old boxes really stink.
They told us that because I wanted the new box.
Does your old box stink?
Does it still work?
It works.
Does your old box, though, stink?
Seven.
What?
Killing me.
Are you there?
Oh.
Thanks for scaring her off, Mike.
Goodbye, sweetness.
That's scaring her off.
The operative question of the day, does your old box stink?
You know what? We'll do this breast thing tomorrow, this breast monologue thing tomorrow. Good. Is that why you're on hold? I see all kinds of women on hold. Janet?
Hi.
Hi, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, I got the new box that smells brand new. It does get local HD channels, so I get ABC and all those other channels. Now, I just got it this weekend.
Yeah, but you don't get West Coast.
No, and okay, I asked about that.
Hold on. You have the brand new DirecTV TiVo high-def box that allows you to get over-the-air high-def.
Yep, with no antenna.
Where are you calling from?
Delaware.
That's what they're supposed to be rolling out soon.
Right.
Which is why you're going to have to pay more money because you will
get over the air high def.
You will get you will get your local channels in high def. The reason that I am all hot to trot about it is that it's like been promised,
you'll get that through satellite.
Right.
Yes. Satellite. You're not going to get it over the air. It's not like it's got a special like,
but you
super
will get
antenna.
Your locals.
But you
over
get
the satellite.
And you get the locals in high def.
Mm-hmm.
See, I can't even get anything like from New York or, of course, nothing from L.A.
I believe our listeners should realize now that we have hit on the subject that is very dear to each and every one of us.
Hello. Right. What, John?
I get the over-the-air high def off the dish.
It can be done.
With DirecTV?
Yep.
Goodly.
I don't have a TiVo, but I can get the...
That's because he lives in Pennsylvania.
I do not live...
Mark, gotta get me a good TV.
Mark, hello, Donna Mike Show.
You know, the problem is you're on the wrong kind of dish. Dish Network, you get like 30, over 30 high...
Okay, hold on, dummy, hold on. I'm not on the wrong dish. On Dish Network, can you get NFL Sunday ticket?
No, but you get...
Okay, hold on. You're on the wrong one. Doesn't everybody get this?
I do.
That's a deal breaker for me.
Right.
No Sunday ticket. I know there are more HD channels on Dish Network. I know that. They don't have the goddamn football.
Right.
I want to watch the Packers every week in high def.
Rob, we said it a long time ago. That's how they get you.
Precisely.
That's how they get you.
And they're going to keep telling...
That's why they paid a gazillion dollars to the NFL for the rights for the game.
Don't worry, it's going to be, and it's always going to be just a little better around the corner.
Right.
And then we're going to die. And that's how it will go.
That's a cheery thought.
Okay.
And you will break everything down into the daily cost.
And it will cost you $12.60 a day.
Thank you. A cent a day.
Let's just get out of here. Hello, we didn't even do the breast segment. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
This is Brennan.
Hello.
Well, I'm glad you were able to figure that out. It sounds like it was quite a challenge for you to decipher that.
This is
Don
Brandon
and Mike.
Yeah.
Hi there. Hi, Brandon.
How are you, Don?
What is the problem, dude?
There's no problem at all. He's mentally retarded.
Maybe there really is a
problem. Where are you calling from, Brandon?
My Miami cell phone number.
We got us. You know what?
Yeah, we had no idea.
First day fishing.
Yeah.
I wish I would have had you in Miami when I was down there for 3.5 years.
You're not in Miami now?
No, I'm in D.C.
And what is your name?
What did you... Oh, he's gone.
Wow.
What did he just say? Did he say he was in Miami?
No, he said he had a Miami cell phone number.
Hello,
he's in D.C.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
John, what you've got is an emotional trouble. It could fluctuate at any given month, right? So you could go up and down. So with your
what are you talking about? Are you talking about buying porno?
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty regular in the porno that I buy.
Well, they're like tears. They only flow when you want them to.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Here, just as he's got the retarded guy from...
those two calls back to back. That's like putting me in a maze, corn maze.
Joe got the retarded guy back. See, the area code says 305.
Uh-huh.
Brandon?
305 is Miami.
Why do you have a 305 area code?
I'm international and also national.
Sure.
Right.
Thanks for clearing that up.
All right, Secret Agent Man, what can we do for you?
I want to tell you about DirecTV.
Fantastic. I bet you do.
Right now I have 360.
Yes, we understand.
Definite TVs.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Uh-huh. But we have 4 satellites, but they locate.
Oh, God. Oh,
my brain hurts.
Stupid window looker.
it costs about.
Yeah. I must know, what do you, Brandon, whatever your name is, what do you do for a living?
I manage.
What?
You what?
I manage restaurants.
Well, thank you.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
Phones for you, Mike.
Yeah, been there. How to get a plug on this show?
It's
a very elaborate way that I got I get plugs on this show now.
Omero's of Manassas. And then Mike's manager, John, for checking in.
It's not John. John's my partner, Jeff's my manager.
Well, either way, Mike, they all sound the same to me.
Thanks.
They're very well spoken.
Surprising, I have to go to such great lengths now just to get a mention on the show.
Say, I'm very well spoken. You're like, oh, Tiki Baba.
Thank you, Brendan. You'll get your check in the mail.
Well, all of that, and we never did our breast segment.
No.
Hey, Bob, we'll do that tomorrow. Bob.
Yes.
Don't you have news?
I do indeed.
We'll be right back with Bob's news.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bird was playing crackpot.
The Don and Mike Show.
Your belly aching and enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
And now, a man who was there outside the Dakota.
Whatever gets you through the night.
He was there for everything in history.
He sure was.
What was it like when Lincoln was shot, Buzz?
The only thing I remember about it distinctly is how cold it was.
Same
were people
John.
Excited when actually they realized that it was a wheel and it could roll?
Oh, well, sure.
That was very neat.
Very sad about John Lennon that
yes,
day.
Yes, it was. It was. How do I know? I mean, John Hinckley said, hold this for a minute, and I did, and the rest is history.
What was it like with Jesus?
Well, he was great. He was a good man.
I like that he was great.
Yeah. Good guy.
Yeah, oh, good time.
Prophet?
Yeah, very smart.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Insight.
Mm-hmm.
Kind.
He didn't mean profit your way, Rob.
No.
Mr. Mercantile. PROFIT.
Profit.
Jesus Christ. Profit.
He's in the mode.
Direct TV will make a profit.
He's in the
with
mode.
With a brand new platinum pack of titanium.
He is in the mode.
Good news is I won't be in this mode again for 7 more days.
Oh, that's right, because your wife's breasts are coming up.
People don't realize how far back Buzz really does go. What was it like to have a tail?
I enjoyed it, and frankly, I miss it.
Okay.
All right, here he is.
It helped with my balance.
But you could have done it. Just fell off.
Possibly in search of tail.
You involved.
Bob Girdley.
Hi.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Call it the first round of the Iraqi peace talks, if you like. In a dramatic reversal of U.S. policy in Iraq, the U.S. is negotiating with the insurgents. Up till now, the U.S. has refused to discuss amnesty for the insurgents who've been fueling Iraq's civil war and killing American troops and Iraqis in the process. U.S. officials were concerned about the risk of rewarding those who kill. But with the fighting in Iraq at its deadliest and U.S. midterm elections just a couple of weeks away, the talks about amnesty have begun. Now amnesty is seen as a way to bring the Shia and Sunni sects together, allowing the U.S. to make an earlier and tidier exit.
Uh-huh.
We'll keep you posted.
Right.
Jesus.
I just got to think some of the guys that are, you know, getting blown away over there got to be a little pissed off right now.
Sure, understandably.
Yeah.
But that's the great thing about President Bush. He's flexible, willing to change strategies.
Look, the key for me is to keep expectations low.
Changing strategies when one doesn't work.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
As he told George Stephanopoulos late last week, quote, we've never been stayed the course. We will complete the mission, but we're constantly adjusting to tactics, end quote. A quick review of quotes from the president proves his point. He's never been about staying the course.
You are attacking our president.
December 15, 2003, we're just going to stay the course.
Hey, Buzz.
April 5th, 2004, we will stay the course.
Ancient history, man.
April 13, 2004, we'll stay the course.
Give me something relevant.
April 16, 2004, we're going to stay the course in Iraq. August 4th, 2005, we will stay the course. August 30th, 2006, we will stay the course. Now, quoting again, we've never been stay the course. Besides, insurgents picking off American troops doesn't play.
Let's say hi to Captain Obvious.
Everybody's the newest superhero walking around with his shirt with a big Obvious on it.
There they go.
That's right.
I'm the new superhero.
Buzz is the daytime superhero TV. On the guiding light.
That's right.
Buzz, seriously.
Yes?
You get up on your soapbox every day, and we kid you.
Uh-huh.
Because, well, frankly.
Boring.
But we kid you. Do you really, in your heart of hearts, think that even if the election goes the Democrats' way this time,
right,
our ass is going to be out of Iraq anytime in the next, let's be generous, 12 months? Really?
12
really?
Months? No, not, I don't think I mean, that can happen.
No, it'll be years before we're completely out. But
I know what you think, but I was really wondering what he thinks.
You mean, like, if the Democrats win the election, will that change the policy?
I think significant numbers of U.S. troops could be out within a year, yeah.
Because I know what Buzz
is. I think if the Democrats win the election, they win Congress. And I don't mean, individual elections, but if they take the, if you have that balance, there will be more pressure to change the policy, which will result in troops coming home earlier.
Right,
I do believe
right.
that.
I don't believe it. I want it to happen.
Sure. We're stuck over there no matter who the president is.
Every ad that I see now is for the Democrats says, I voted for the war, but now I see it was a bad idea. Mm-hmm. And if you vote for me, I'm going to get our boys home.
Democrats and Republicans are starting to do that.
They don't say when or how fast.
And that's what that was my question,
right.
Really, because there's so much hoopla. Mm-hmm. You know, I kid you, Buzz, about, you know...
boring!
I mean, you want to go home and turn on the regular news some night. I mean, it's just, it's the same crap every day, just the stories in a different order. Is anything really going to change after the November election?
Does anything change after any election? I don't know whether it does, but I do, I do...
Well,
I want to see balance of power. I think when you've got, one party in control of everything, whether it's Democrats or Republicans, I think that's when we get in trouble.
Mike, are you with me on a candidate for, it would be 08.
2008 presidential?
Hello, friends. Jim Nance here.
Could you think of anybody better?
Squeaky clean.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance here.
Guys,
I will change from a blue stater to a red stater to do that.
Went to a strip club. Guys, 1981, guys.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance here.
You'll see this blue state man jump into the red state bandwagon Jim Nance.
I guess my question for Buzz specifically, because I know, Mike, you're a political junkie.
Yeah.
But for Buzz specifically, as someone who presents the news in a certain way every day, do you have any possible... Now, seriously, I'm not busting.
No, I know. I'm with you.
Light at the end of the tunnel that you realistically think, even if all Democrats win, across the board, every election, things going to get better?
Better, yes. Perfect, no. But I think the thing that's...
About Iraq.
Iraq is what's going to make a lot of people go to the polls in a couple of weeks. That's what's going to make a lot of people vote. And so the people who got elected from that are going to carry with them a message that something has to be done.
The follow-up question would be, because I have no faith in our government.
Right.
What would you say then... 2 years from now, when the Democrats, who promised they would do something, find that, for whatever reason, because like Mike said, because no matter what president is there, we're not going to be able to get out of it.
Can I tell you the way I really feel about it? And I heard Bill Clinton give a speech about it, and this is seriously how I feel about it. The one thing I don't want to see on either side, and either party, is ideologues. Guys that get up there, and it's my way or the highway. And we have them on both sides. And the only way, and I think it's been proven, the only way that I think things are going to get better is if you get both sides stopping this warfare that they're having between each other and starting to cooperate with each other. And if that happens, that's when we move forward. If it doesn't happen, we screw up.
I don't see that happening.
I don't know whether it's going to happen, but I think it can happen again. Because it did happen again.
What do you mean, like for both sides to get along?
When Bill Clinton was president of the United States, I believe this with all my heart, he was as good as anybody was ever in going to the other guys and going to the other side and bringing people together to vote on. Now, they wanted him out of there.
At the same time, you had, like, Newt Gingrich doing his goddamn contract with America the whole time doing doing an end run on him.
Right.
And now what I'm saying is that's exactly what the Democrats are doing. Forget the reasons or the circumstances.
If the Democrats win back Congress, and I think most Democrats, I hope most Democrats feel this way, they're going to win back Congress because I think people more than ever want to see a little more cooperation.
Mike,
because it has to happen. Everybody's got to get closer to the middle instead of these...
Move,
you know,
with me.
Right. Yes.
Move with me to the Bahamas.
Oh, I'd love to. I was reading about it. I was just reading about the Bahamas.
Let's go live with Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Let's eat trim spot every day.
I'm a good Democrat, but I'll get out of here and go live in the Bahamas
let's
in a minute.
Let's open up a meth lab and let's vote for the president of Bermuda or the Bahamas. Where is she?
Same thing.
Bahamas. Right.
Right. Bahamas, not cold.
Okay.
W gives his father a scolding when we return.
Oh. Brother, what can I do to help you?
Just will not jump off that man's neck, will you? What did he ever do to you, Buzz?
Everything. I hate it when he does that.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. Be a mug and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Now, once again, here he is, Bobby Elston. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Don and Mike. The president's dad, Bush 41, told a Philadelphia fundraiser this month he'd hate to think what his son's life would be like if the Republicans lost their majority control of Congress. Over the weekend, Bush 43 gently scolded his father about that for ABC News.
Boring.
Quoting the president, he shouldn't be speculating like this because he should have called me ahead of time and I'd tell him they're not going to win.
Daddy.
Let go, lady.
Daddy.
Anything.
Daddy.
Anything is possible on election day.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance here.
And we figured out his running mate.
Yes.
Tiki Barber. Perfect.
Nance Barber, 2008, guys.
Well spoken.
Let's just go back to that one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Norman Esiason. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, Boomer Esiason.
Right.
On the J.B. Fox NFL show, talking about Tiki Barber with the, in our opinion, a bunch of pasty white guys.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one of the worst things you can still say about a black man in this
usually
day and age.
Usually expect to hear from elderly people.
Right. He is very well-spoken.
Wow.
Rush defense number one against number one rusher Tiki. Your thoughts?
You know, when I hear Tiki Barber talking about retirement, and wow, I'll tell you what, how well spoken is he? He's got a future in television, no question about it. He said it's not the pounding he takes.
Oh, Master Esiason.
Wow.
You said how well spoken. I want to go out and get you the biggest watermelon I can and a big pumpkin for you, Master. Oh, Master Esiason.
Hello, this is Tiki Barber.
Well, okay, almost anything's possible on election day. When they tested the Diebold electronic voting machines in Texas recently, one candidate got 100,000 votes that were never cast. We mentioned last week the California machines from which the machines from the vision impaired could only speak Vietnamese.
Diebold is a German product, yeah?
Yes, it's a German.
That's the Chinese talking.
And now, a former Merrill...
Well, didn't he say that they were... You said the machines were made by...
No, they were made by Diebold, which is a German name.
That's what I meant, Comedy Diebold, yeah.
The machines were speaking only Vietnamese. Like
so
that.
So we were both correct with that?
Yes.
That's the Chinese voice.
And now this, a former Maryland lawmaker gets in the mail computer disks bearing the secret code for vote counting. Diebold says not to worry. Every election commissioner sets his own password.
You'll be fine.
Wrong.
There's nothing to worry about.
Wrong, says ABC News, which found that many districts just use the factory set password, so this anonymously sent source code will get you right in. And believe this, that's not the only copy of the source code.
Jesus.
It well.
Michael Soares.
Hi.
That's your movie.
Me will punish that.
The source code opens Friday. It's only indecent exposure if it's a guy. When we continue.
Yeah, sorry.
Joe. Oh, you're doing this? You need to break early. How about that, Bob?
Yeah.
Take a look at me.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh,
I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The power of Christ compels them. The power of Christ compels them. The power of Christ compels them. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
You're not damn
Jesus. It was stained glass.
Oh, my God.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Tom and Mike. Make that the double mint twin singular. In Tennessee, a 14-year-old boy is accused of killing his twin brother with a steak knife in an argument over a stick of gum.
Oh, dear.
The principal at their school says they were good boys, quote, just normal brothers fighting. In San Diego...
The Goodman twins.
The others.
Yeah, that's right.
In San Diego, a 19-year-old fractured his skull when he stepped out of a car to retrieve his baseball cap blown off by the wind.
My skull is so wasted.
The car was moving at the time at about 15 miles an hour.
Ow.
And finally, conventional wisdom has told us it's only indecent exposure if it's a guy. But there's never been a legal ruling to back that up until now. In Riverside, California, a woman was charged with indecent exposure after disrobing on her sun deck for a 14-year-old neighbor boy.
You can suck this.
Yeah. Superior Court Judge Robert W. Armstrong has ruled that California's indecent exposure law only applies to men.
Yeah, ask the 14-year-old.
That boy's name is Lucky Dog. Lucky.
The down today, Jerry.
By 30 of it.
The judge cites the part of the law that reads, exposes his person. That, says Armstrong, is gender-specific.
I could probably teach you a few things. Like, you know, some positions and moves.
The DA says California law also has a clause that makes phrases like that gender-neutral, but I think most of us side with the judge.
I'll just be your secret lover.
On this. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Ow! We do have to go. We'll see you tomorrow at the episode.
Go Big Blue!
Oh, was that with a giant?
I don't know. I don't know why I say things I do, Don.
You're so well spoken.
I don't know.
Good day to you, Bob.
Good day to you, sir.
All right, Con.
Hello, Miami!
And let's say hi to your wife's breast.
Yes, hello, boys. Go Cowboys.
This is the Don and Mike Show.